There was a good block. Miller was stood up and then fought it off and battles his way into the end zone for the Blue Jay touchdown, and that will be the first one tonight for Ryan Miller.
Ravenna's season has ended to a Northeastern team three straight seasons. The Jays will have their hands full today as they try and break that streak against the second-ranked team in the state. It's the Blue Jays and the Warriors coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Crofton with KKPR's Mike Gross right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. From Crofton, Nebraska, it's time for Nebraska football playoff action on Power 99 FM, KKPR in Kearney. Mike Gross and Jeff Axtell with you on the broadcast this afternoon from the northeast corner of Nebraska, where today we bring you the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Crofton Warriors. Ravenna, the number 5 seed in the West bracket with a 7-2 record, and they won their opener last Thursday night at home, picking up a 40-20 win over Chase County. And meanwhile, Crofton, pretty impressive here in their first-round playoff game. They were at home. The number 4 seed in the West bracket, now 9-0 after beating Atkinson West Holt last Thursday night by the score of 49-21. Jeff, we know anytime you're in the playoffs, you're going to have some good football, but today we are going to watch two of the top-ranked teams in the state because Crofton's number 2 in the state in both the Lincoln Journal Star and Omaha World Herald polls. Ravenna ranked number 9 in both polls, and both teams like to run the ball, so pretty much each team knows what the other's going to do.
Yeah, there's no secret as to what each team's going to do. Both teams love to run the football, Ravenna and Crofton both. And with it raining a little bit here, there's going to be some running going on here from both teams, and it's just going to depend on who's going to turn the ball over less and be able to come out the victor.
It is windy here in Crofton, but one plus that we have, Jeff, the field is basically encircled by a grove of pine trees, so even though we have a northwest wind at anywhere from 20 to 30 miles per hour, it doesn't actually feel that bad. You know, we're outside of the press box here in the stands, and we cannot tell from where we're at that the north wind is blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour, but we could definitely tell it on the drive up.
Yeah, it's not really that bad out here with all these trees surrounding the field, so I think that's going to make a big difference in the game as well, especially in the kicking game. Punts could be a little bit better than they normally would if we had a wide open field.
Field runs east and west, so we will have a cross breeze here in today's ball game, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on in our pregame show. But right now, we're going to take a break. Doug Duda had a chance earlier this week to speak with both coaches in today's game, and we will have coaches' comments coming up next on Power 99 FM.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. See them this year at the Gateway Farm Expo at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, November 17th and 18th. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, as always, kkpr.com. It's a busy afternoon of football around the area, and one of the teams not in the area. They had to make the road trip, and that's the Ravenna Blue Jays, and Coach Mark Hudson joins us here today as they get ready to take on Crofton. And Coach, this team is no stranger to making it into the playoffs and getting out of that first round, and I know trying to make it to the next round and the next round, and boy, you got about as tough an opponent as you could possibly get it this early in the playoffs. Before we break down Crofton, let's go back to last week. You had a tough draw for all the 4-4 teams around. Boy, Chase County definitely had a resume to be a better than a 4-4 football team, and you guys put a lot of points on them. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think it kind of played out how we talked before going into that game. You know, they were big and strong, and they had some really nice players that I tell you, you know, I think any coach would like to have. So I was pretty pleased with the kids' ability to battle through adversity. You know, we jumped out 13-0 and then kind of had some things not go our way, and they got back into the ball game and started completing some passes and tied it up at halftime. So the kids came out with a lot of resolve in the second half, and, you know, we struggled a little more up front than I thought we might, so that was something we definitely had to work on at halftime. But like I said, come out and score 20 points in the third quarter and take a 2-touchdown lead going into that final period. You know, that speaks to the character of the guys that we have and the chemistry that they've put together.
Well, I guess that's a good segue to just jump right into this. You guys can't afford to have that problem up front this week, can you?
No, and I guess that's our number one concern. We see some similar size characteristics with Crofton. You know, we've talked about some scheme things we can do as far as double teaming, you know, running maybe a little bit more option and misdirection stuff rather than our power game stuff. So, you know, Crofton looks very formidable up front, and you know, that's the thing. As a coach, you got to circle those things, and you got to scratch your head and try and figure out how to give your kids an opportunity. But to our kids' credit, you know, I think Trevor Saborn summed it up. You know, we haven't been bigger than anybody all year, and we find a way. So, you know, we're gonna keep going with that. You know, spirit of a warrior, and just go after the Warriors.
Well, you guys have had that sense of winning, though, for so long. How much do you think that has played into what was supposed to be a rebuilding year at Ravenna?
Yeah, I think that's a key thing that you hit on, and you know, I think a lot of fans maybe kind of looked at things and thought, geez, you know, what do we got coming on this year? Where I think the kids just realized that, hey, no matter what coach says, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, if he says run through that brick wall and that's going to help us win, then we're going to do that. So, you know, I think that gives you a little credibility with the kids that if this is what it takes, then that's what they're going to do. So I think that's definitely helped.
Mark Hudson, the head football coach at Ravenna, is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coaches, you scout them. I don't know how much film you did actually watch, but you've seen teams like this. Is this the best football team since Hardington last year in the playoffs?
Well, that's a great question, Doug, and you're going to get me out of the old coach speak here. You know, to be honest with you, they look like a traditional Northeast team, and I kind of told you that before the interview. You know, they're thick, they're stocky, they play a very physical brand of football. You know, obviously the insinuation is how do they stack up compared to like a St. Cecilia? You know, we'll deal with that if we're not able to stem the tide. We're planning on doing what we can to give us a scheme advantage. But, you know, these guys, they're a very solid football team. I guess I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's almost a little psychotic here. As you look at this, they got guys that average 10 yards a carry, and I'm guessing that's not because they get 10 yards every time they carry it. This is a big play ball club.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. I told one of their radio stations, they match up fairly well with us. You know, the teams that are bigger than us, like last week, usually we're able to get a speed advantage or a quickness advantage up front. So these guys, you know, their backs look like cookie cutters. If it wasn't for the numbers on their backs, I don't know if I could be able to tell the difference between them. You know, they rotate them. They're all strong runners. I haven't seen a ton of breakaway runs like you might see from from our guys. But, you know, they're consistently getting anywhere between 8 and 28. You know, on their carries. So that's a testament to their line up front. They get a lot of movement. They're big. They're physical all the way across the board.
Mark Hudson with us here for another minute or so on the pregame show, getting ready to take on unbeaten Crofton. Is there a place, if you're going to tell us or not, I don't know, but is there a place that you hope that you might have an advantage in this football game?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the one thing that we can count on and that we're really hammering on is our kids have to come out and just and play it at you know, higher emotional level. You know, I think you look at the kids one-on-one and you're going to say, wow, we don't match up. But that's been the message for our kids all year. We haven't matched up against anybody, but as 11, we play well together. We do whatever it takes, and we find a way to make plays. That's going to be the message to these guys this week is, hey, you know what? We're going to go out there, and we're going to hit them in the mouth. And, you know, stranger things happen when you go out there and give it everything you got. So, you know, I pretty much danced around your question there. You know, hopefully we can get some stuff loose here. One thing I will tell you is what we have seen out of the four films we've got. Some of the things that have been nice plays for them or against them for the offensive, you know, their opponents are things that we do kind of bread and butter. You know, quarterback run seems to be something that has been a little bit of a big gain for some of their opponents. Well, I think we do that better than some of the teams that have had success with it. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that that's something we can work on.
And finally, Coach, did you think this football team would be 7-2 and in the second round of the playoffs when you started the first practice of this summer?
Well, yeah. Another great question, Doug. You are just nailing me today with these good pinpointers.
I appreciate your honesty.
That would be, you know, every coach goes into the season and says one game at a time. This year was way more of that as far as our focus. But I think, you know, last year we're thinking anywhere between 6 or 7 wins and 13 wins. That was our window. The year before we were thinking, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 wins all the way up to maybe 10 or 11. That's your window. I think our window you know, was anywhere from 500. Maybe even if we have an injury in the wrong spot, we're an under 500 team this year. So I think the health of this ball club has been paramount. I think the chemistry and the heart has been paramount. But, you know, we're starting to get up to that top end of our window where we thought where if everything goes our way and some good things happen, that what kind of year we could have. So, you know, it has been a gratifying year as a staff. I think we would all agree with that.
Well, obviously, you guys have done a heck of a job with the coaching staff, which sometimes maybe doesn't get pointed out as much as it should. Mark, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck in the Northeast Country, and everybody across the state will know the Ravenna Blue Jays if this goes in the win column.
Well, then we hope everybody's talking our name on Thursday morning.
Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Thanks for the coverage, Doug. We appreciate it.
That's Mark Hudson, head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll come back and talk with Crofton coach Tony Hoffman right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show. For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, talking with the head coach of the Crofton Warriors, Tony Hoffman, as they take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. And, Coach, we got a chance, and of course, reading up on what you guys have been doing for so long, outstanding football season, we got a chance to see a couple of seasons ago when you played Minden in the playoffs, and we're very impressed. And I'm looking at this line where the seniors were sophomores at that time. But first, before we break into that, this team has played kind of up to everybody's expectations, at least across the state media. Wise, do you think they've played up to the expectations you had at the beginning of the season?
You know, I think we have. I've been real happy with the level of play we've had. We've had a schedule that maybe the teams on it traditionally are usually pretty good. You know, since 04, four or five of the teams have been in the state championship. It's just this year some of those teams are a little bit down. And so now that we're playing a team out, this is the first team we've played out of our area. And we know Ravenna, they've played some good competition. And I think maybe a little bit better than what we have. So it's going to be real interesting for us to see, you know, how we match up. And, you know, it's always awkward when you get out of your area and playing somebody different.
Yeah, Coach, that was one thing in talking with some other coaches this week that have had kind of your issue. Maybe their starters haven't played into the fourth quarter hardly at all this year. Is that an issue for you guys, maybe conditioning and maybe getting a chance to play a full four quarters for your starters?
You know, that's a big concern. You just don't know how kids are going to react, especially you know, if you've been in a couple tough games, you know how your kids are going to react, and you know what's going to happen. We haven't had that opportunity this year, and so we're not sure what, you know, when a team holds us 3 and out a couple times in a row and we have to punt, or they drive the field on us twice and punch in on a long 70, 80-yard drive, what's our reaction going to be and how's our kids going to handle that? And that's a you know, it's something that we hopefully we've addressed throughout the season. We've talked a lot about level of play, not playing to our competition and just playing at a high level and performing the best we can. You know, we can't help the schedule we were given.
We're talking to Tony Hoffman, the head football coach at Crofton. Well, let's talk about the good things that this team has done so far this year. Obviously, you guys love to run the football. This game might be over in 90 minutes between you and Ravenna.
You know, it looks like what they like to do and what we like to do are very similar. We may not do it exactly the same, but I think the end result is the same. It's a lot of yards on the scoreboard, or not a lot on the scoreboard, but a lot of yards in the stat book. And you know, I think teams that run the ball well, they usually also defend the ball pretty well running it. And I think that's true of both teams. Usually what you do well on one side of the ball, you do well on the other. And you'll see teams that throw the ball real well defend the pass real well. So I think Ravenna does a great job of stopping the run also, and I think that's maybe one of our strengths too. And so something's got to give come tomorrow night.
Well, we talk about this football team. You guys actually do throw the ball a few more pass plays than what Ravenna has done this year. Tell me about your quarterback, Christian Knorr.
Well, first of all, it's really rare that we run into a team that we actually throw the ball more than they do. But, you know, Christian, he's been starting for us since he was a sophomore. And actually, the Minden game down in your area several years ago, he was that was his first playoff game as a starter. And so he's been around a long time. He knows the offense inside and out. He does a great job putting the ball where it's supposed to go, carrying out fakes. He's a real good leader on the field out there. And so Christian can throw. We just haven't had to. He does a great job in his arm. He can beat teams with his arm. And unfortunately, we've just been in positions that we haven't had to throw a lot.
We're talking with Tony Hoffman, the head football coach at Crofton. Coach, health-wise, how are you going into this ball game?
Well, you know, we're C2 for a reason. We dropped down, and our numbers are slowly going down. And we just don't have as many kids as what we've had in the past. And, you know, everybody matters. And so, you know, right now we're healthy, knock on wood, and hopefully we can stay that way. But, you know, I think at this time of the season, everybody gets their, you know, little bumps and bruises and their chronic elbows and knees and things that start hurting. And so we got to take care of those kids and get them back on the field.
Your defense has been outstanding this year, and as you touched on, maybe some of that's the competition that you've played, but out of the 81 points, 40 of those, half of those points have been scored in the fourth quarter or against your second team or third team players, but you've got a special middle linebacker here. Tell me a little bit about Logan and what he's been able to do to shut teams down.
Yeah, Logan, he was a kid that we'd hoped. He didn't start for us last year. He's a junior this year. And he was a kid that we'd hoped was going to be able to come on and play for us this year. And once we got to fall camp and he started running around, we knew right away that, okay, he's going to make the leap from a sophomore to a junior and going to be able to play. And so he's been a real nice addition to we had a lot of positions shored up, and he was one that he's really stepped up for us.
What about this Ravenna Ball Club? As you mentioned, tradition, they've been in the playoffs and trying to get deeper just like you are. They do run the ball. They run it different ways, but they line up and run the ball 98% of the time. What concerns you about them?
You know, I think probably the biggest concern we have is that they just have athletes. A lot of those kids that played in the state basketball tournament last year are back, and they're running around the football field. And anytime you have kids that can run and jump and catch and just be athletes on any sports arena, they're going to be darn good on the football field. And so we know coming in that's going to be the big thing is we don't get mismatched athletically at some positions. And, you know, we just got to play real team defense against their run. They got some big running backs. I think they're 195 and 210. And I know they'll be the biggest running backs we've seen this year so far. And so we've got to really get a hat on those guys, swarm to them, and you know, we can't give up a lot of yards after contact.
Finally, Coach, kind of a two-part question here. First, what about when you saw that you were going to be in the western half instead of the eastern half?
You know, what we had said was, if we go west, we'll wish we were east. If we go east, we'll wish we were west. And so, you know, it's one game at a time right now. And, you know, there is no looking past Ravenna, because if you look past Ravenna, there is no next game. And so it's one game at a time, and this is going to be a tough one.
And that's the follow-up. How do you make sure that the kids don't buy into what the rest of the state is talking about, and that's a Crofton-St. Cecilia quarterfinal?
I don't think you can do that. I think our kids are concerned probably about some of the same questions you asked me, and that's about the level of competition we had this year regular season, and are we ready to play a 7-2 team that's only losses to C1 Ord and St. Cecilia, and they played St. Cecilia very tough. And so you know, that our kids are concerned about it, and we're not sure where we stand. And so I think our kids know this is going to be our first real true test of the season and see where we're going to be at.
Coach, last question. When will you're watching the football game, it's the first quarter, it's the second quarter, it's the fourth quarter. Who knows when it'll be. But when will you say, what are you going to be looking for that you're going to say, okay, we're going to be okay here today?
I'm going to look at the scoreboard, and that's what it tells me. And, you know, there's 16 teams left in the state right now in C2, and everybody's good. And so there's not going to be any. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever feel comfortable until the number on our side's higher than on their side, and the buzzer's gone off. That'll be it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your candidness. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And you guys have had a great season. Best of luck in the ball game today.
All right, thanks for the coverage, guys.
That's Tony Hoffman, head football coach of the Crofton Warriors, and we'll be back with the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
And a Blue Jay.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crofton, Nebraska, where we're getting set to bring you Crofton Ravenna playoff football here on Classic Hits as we continue our pregame show. Pregame coverage of this Ravenna-Crofton game is brought to you by New Tech. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. They're proud to support the area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud to be a pregame sponsor on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM in Kearney. Let's talk a little bit, Jeff, about the two teams in this game. It's no secret that we're going to see a lot of running in tonight's ball game. And the thing about Crofton, Coach Hoffman's been here for 11, 12 years, runs that misdirection double wing T formation. So defensively, Ravenna has got to stay to their assignments and contain defensively to stop Crofton, because as we look at their stat sheet, they have a lot of guys that run the football.
Yeah, Ravenna on defense, they've got to stay at home. They can't allow the big play. They've got to tackle. They've got to wrap up. They can't go stripping for the football, try to get all fancy, try to lay big hits on people. They've just got to make solid tackles. They cannot allow big plays. They got to force a few turnovers, because they're not just going to be able to stop this Crofton offense without doing that. So that's going to be a big factor in today's ballgame.
The good news is someone's going to win this game in advance. The bad news is they will likely have to play the number one team in the state, which is Hastings St. Cecilia. And that's the one thing I wish they could do something differently in the playoff formatting, is you don't have potentially a 1-2 matchup in the quarterfinal round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Crofton, at the beginning of the season, everybody was thinking that they were going to meet in the state championship, but as it turned out, Crofton's kind of had a weaker schedule, and so that's why they're the fourth seed here in the playoffs, and that's why they're going to most likely have to play Hastings St. Cecilia at Hastings, Crofton or Ravenna, whoever wins this game. And, you know, they're a powerhouse, Zach Stara, D1 recruit to Nebraska, so whoever wins this game is going to have an uphill battle facing them, and it's going to take a near-perfect game, if not a perfect game, to even come close to even beating them.
All right, let's take a look now at the starting lineups. This is the Five Points Bank starting lineup. Starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Five Point Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank is proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Our growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. We've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for our customers, growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, our goals we strive for and achieve. Making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice, Five Points Bank is your clear choice as the bank to count on. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Let's take a look at the starting lineups in this playoff game, a second-round matchup in Class C2. First of all, for Ravenna, the quarterback is Trevor Saborn, a 160-pound junior. He had four TD runs, 18 carries, 128 yards in the win over Chase County last week. In the backfield, the running back is Ryan Miller, a 210-pound senior. The fullback is Ethan Shamback, a 195-pound junior. The other running back is Lucas Wilkie, a 190-pound junior. The wide receiver is Connor Bronick, a 160-pound junior. At tight end is Jacob Trua, a 200-pound junior. Up front, left tackle is Brandon Rogers, a 215-pound junior. Cody Lewis, the left guard, a 200-pound senior. At center is Josh Boardman, a 190-pound sophomore. The right guard is Michael Steele, a 210-pound senior. And at right tackle, Justin Kapersky, a 185-pound senior. That's the offensive lineup for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And the head coach for Ravenna is Mark Hudson. Assistant coaches are Noah Malsby, Logan Schrader, Matt Gangwish, Paul Sofel, and Chris Bilsland. Now, defensively for Crofton, one thing I did notice, Jeff, looking across their interior front, every defensive lineman or end is at least 200 pounds or more for the Warriors.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and what that means is that Ravenna's going to have to try to get to the outside. They'll want to run some power up the middle, but those are some big boys up front there for Crofton. And so I'm sure Ravenna with Saborin and also Wilkie are going to look to get outside.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will come back in Crofton in about 90 seconds. We will continue our starting lineups after this on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crofton as we continue our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Let's now go for Crofton defensively. The defensive ends are Callum List, the 200-pound junior, and Nathan Hoffman, a 225-pound junior. The defensive tackle is Alec Wickman, a senior at 240, and the nose guard is Derek Wertman, a senior at 230. The linebackers, Logan Schieffer, the middle linebacker, is the number one tackler for the Warriors. The 165-pound junior has 69 tackles. The other linebackers are Preston Mueller, a 210-pound senior. He has 53 tackles. And then the other linebackers, Jeffrey Kleinschmidt, a senior at 185. He has 36 tackles. In the secondary, the corners are Trent Arnes, a 180-pound senior, and Tom Pites, a 190-pound junior. And then the safeties are Christian Knorr, a 190-pound senior, and Dalton Goble, a 160-pound senior. Offensively, Crofton is led by wingback Dalton Goble, 1,027 yards rushing, averaging 9.9 yards a carry, and he has 12 touchdowns on the season. But they have other rushers, Jeff, like Trent Arnes, averaging 7.5 yards a carry, Tom Pites, averaging 9.6 a carry. So they have a lot of weapons in that double wing offense.
Four of runners in that backfield that can get the job done for Crofton, and so Ravenna's really going to have to do an excellent job of staying at home and tackling in this one.
All right, we are at the top of the hour. We are getting ready for the kickoff of this C2 playoff matchup, and kicking off for Crofton will be Jeffrey Kleinschmidt, a 185-pound senior. He'll have the wind a little bit at his back. He is kicking from west to east, right to left, from his own 40-yard line. As Crofton's in the home maroon with the white trim, Ravenna in the road white jerseys and the blue numerals and trim. And that is a line drive deep kick, and it's going to go almost through the end zone for a touchback. So Ravenna's going to have the football first and 10 at their own 20-yard line as we get underway here in Crofton, tucked in the northeast corner of Nebraska, about 15 miles from Gavin's Point Dam in Yankton, South Dakota.
I tell you what, Ravenna's going to have to come out here, get a couple first downs, get their offense established, try to get some confidence, try to get a lead here on Crofton early on.
All right, here comes Ravenna to the line of scrimmage. Two wideouts right, one left. Saborn in the shotgun formation. looks over the defense, now in motion left to right. And here's the inside handoff, and a nice gain out to about the 24-yard line. I believe that was Ryan Miller on the carry. And Miller gets about between 4 and 5 yards to about the 25-yard line.
A little solid run there that time by Ryan Miller. A little bit of zone read action that time for Ravenna, and I'm sure we'll see more of that as this game goes on.
Gee, where have I heard that term zone read before?
Wonder where.
All right, I formation this time for the Blue Jays. Saborn on the option. Ball is loose. He got hit, fumbled, and Crofton recovers.
Trent Arnes,
I believe, made the hit on Saborn on the option. Ball came loose, and Arnes recovers inside the 20-yard line. So the first big play goes to the Crofton defense.
I tell you what, that time Arnes made a nice hit on Saborn, and it was a really good job of getting the fumble that time for Crofton Ravenna. That's just a killer early on here. A turnover, their defense is going to have to step it up.
So Crofton's going to have it first and 10 at the Ravenna 19. I formation, actually, two wideouts left. Here's the handoff right side to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt down, looks like about the 16-yard line or so, gain of 2, maybe 3. Ryan Miller gets credit for the tackle for Ravenna defensively. Crofton looking at a second down and about 7 coming up here.
Again, Crofton here in the red zone of Ravenna. Looks like they gave him, it looks like 4 yards, maybe they gave him 2. But either way, you know, Crofton here, if they punch it in early, it's going to really put pressure on their Ravenna offense.
Ball's on the far hash mark, right side of the field. There's that double wing formation. I was kind of thrown off guard by that offset eye to start off the game. Here's the end around, running left side, making a cut towards the end zone, getting in for the touchdown.
With a 16-yard touchdown run. Second play from Scrimmage.
That was Doble.
Warriors break on top, 6-0.
Doble was in the right slot, got the handoff, and looks like he has pretty good speed, was able to turn the corner, and will score on a 16-yard touchdown run with 10:39 left first quarter, and Crofton is on the board.
He had a burst of speed that time. Goble did, getting to the outside, outrunning the Ravenna defense. It was just a foot race to the end zone, and it was one that Goble won.
Crofton's going to kick for the extra point. Kleinschmidt is the kicker. The holder is Wertman, and he missed it left. Yep, I thought he hooked it left, and he did. So the PAT kick is no good, but Crofton convert the Ravenna turnover into points as Crofton leads 6-0, 10:39 left first quarter. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be back in Crofton after this on Classic Hits.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Mike Gross and Jeff Axtell back in Crofton, Nebraska, where the second-ranked Warriors lead ninth-ranked Ravenna 6-0 with 10:39 left in the first quarter. It's a two-play, 19-yard drive capped off on a 16-yard run by Dalton Goble, and that all happened after Crofton's defense forced a turnover on Ravenna's first series from scrimmage.
I tell you what, Ravenna, that's the last thing they wanted to have happen here early on in the ballgame on the road. They need to respond here. And if they can't score, at least try to turn the field in their favor.
Kleinschmidt had a touchback on his first kickoff, lines up from his own 40, approaches. This isn't as good of a kick. It's a wobbler. Please go out of bounds. Nope, it stayed in at the 6-yard line. And Saborn will take it. Now he's trying to run to the far side. He's got a seam. Now turns the corner, and he's going to get stopped across the 25 at about the 27 or 28-yard line. Jeff, for a while, it looked like Trevor was going to have a big kick return, but I also notice now we have a hanky, a flag, back at about the 14-yard line.
I think it's going to be a hold, but, yes, Saborn had some room out there on the left side. If he would have been able to break away from one more tackle, he could have gone for a while, but, of course, with the penalty, it would not have mattered either way.
And let's see, the flag is at the 14, and they're going to mark half the distance from the spot of the penalty, so Ravenna, unfortunately, is going to be starting this drive inside their own 10-yard line.
Ravenna just digging themselves a deep hole here early on. The turnover, now penalty. They've got to get something positive going in their direction.
Illegal block. So we'll call it about a 7-yard penalty from the spot. Ravenna's going to have it first and 10 at their own 7-yard line. I formation. Saborn going to keep it, running to his right across the 10, gets outside at the 15, at the 20, and then he went to cut and he slipped.
Keeper by Trevor
Kleinschmidt was there to make sure Saborn was down, but a nice run by Trevor Saborn just shy of the 20. That'll be a gain of 13 and a first down for Ravenna.
And a good fake that time to the fullback by Saborn, and he got outside quickly. You know, he ran north and south instead of trying to juke or spin and that kind of stuff and picked up some valuable yardage for Ravenna.
Ball now on the near hash mark. Ravenna moving left to right, east to west. Now, as the play is about ready to develop right after the snap, the officials are going to blow the play dead. Let's find out what this penalty is going to be. And the man in the white hat says dead ball, offsides, encroachment on Crofton. So that's good news for Ravenna. That'll take it out to just shy of the 25 and make it first and five.
First and short yardage for Ravenna here. That's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they need, and we'll see if they can continue to move the ball here.
9:51 left first quarter. Crofton has a 6-0 lead over Ravenna. Out of a shotgun, Saborn. And now we got another penalty. This time I think it's going to be on the left side of the Ravenna offensive line.
Just started a little too early that time, Ravenna did.
Yep, so now the 5 yards gained will be lost, and that'll make it first and 10, back at the 20-yard line.
Right back to where we started.
Say, right before the game, we had some dark clouds and a rain shower here in Crofton, and now we have to shield our eyes from the sun off to the west. It's become partly cloudy, and if it weren't for the wind, this would be a postcard day for football. Running to the left side, going nowhere. And gang tackled there.
Ryan Miller
on the carry. He tried to go outside left and had no chance whatsoever. As Kalen List and also Derek Wertman there on the stop. Loss of about 2, maybe 3. So Ravenna looking at a second and long here inside their own 20.
And that time a good job by Crofton. Swarming to the football, knowing Miller was going to get it, tracking him down, not letting him go anywhere.
Second down and 12 for Ravenna at their own 17. Saborn on the option. Running left, tries to turn it in. Not a lot of room as, again, that interior front for Crofton, averaging about 220 pounds, does a nice job shutting the hole. And the last person up there was Preston Mueller and also Alec Wookman. So a gain out to the 20. So Ravenna looking at a third and 10. Wide receiver, wide right, that is Baronic. Saborn out of the shotgun. And he'll keep it running left. Makes a cut. He's got a first down and more. 35 out to the 38-yard line. Nice fake there. Kleinschmidt on the tackle for Crofton. But a nice run, Jeff, by Saborn for the first down.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice fake to Miller, the running back, and he took off. We've seen that from Nebraska and Taylor Martinez as well, number three and all. But yo, a good run that time. Good play call by Ravenna. They've got a huge first down, and now they're moving the ball again. They're in business.
That's a big 17-yard pickup on a third down. The drive stays alive here. Ravenna out to their own 37. 8:08 left first quarter. Crofton leads 6-0. Saborn on the option right. Going to toss it to Miller. Miller makes a cut at the 45. Nice gain on first down. He's out to about the 46-yard line. Last one up there for Crofton defensively was Logan Schieffer, the middle linebacker, but a nice gain of about 8 yards on first down, Jeff.
And I tell you what, I really like how Ravenna's mixing up their runs, a lot of quarterback runs, draws, options. They've ran to the outside and the inside, really trying to keep this Crofton defense off balance, and it's worked for the most part so far.
I formation, Baronic sent wide right. Ball directly between the hash marks. Saborn under center this time, and he's going to keep it, and not a lot of room this time. He is met initially by Nathan Hoffman, the defensive end, a 225-pound junior. Got help from Kleinschmidt as well. And maybe a gain of 1. And it's to the 46. So looking at a third and about a yard and a half coming up here for the Blue Jays.
Another third down here for Ravenna. They've converted a couple here so far on this drive. And so we'll see if they can pick up another first down.
Two wideouts left, one to the right. Out of the shotgun, Saborn. Miller is to his left. In motion. Here's Saborn. He fakes it to Miller. He'll keep it. Has the first down. And the fortunate thing about that, Jeff, he just about lost his footing after he faked the handoff to Miller, but then regained his footing, did not go down, and gets the first down just shy of midfield.
Yeah, I tell you what, again, Saborn showing his toughness and his athleticism by keeping his balance that time, picking up a first down, and Ravenna's moving the ball again. They're in business near midfield here.
Just shy of the midfield stripe, ball on the near right hash mark. I formation. Shamback and Miller in the backfield. Shamback this time on the handoff, and he goes nowhere. There's three maroon jerseys there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. And no gain on the play for Shamback and Ravenna, and that'll make it second and 10.
And again, straight handoffs right up the middle against Crofton, at least in Ravenna's case so far, have not worked. When they fake the ball, they've gone to the outside. That's where they've had the most success, but at the same time, they've got to try to keep Crofton off balance, so I see why they did that.
Connor Baronic brings in the play from the far sideline. Halfway through the first quarter, Crofton with a 6-0 lead. This is Ravenna's second drive of the ball game. Started at their own 7. They have it out to midfield. Saborn sends Shambach in motion right to left, and now we have penalty markers down, and actually we have a timeout taken by Ravenna. Let's take a break as well with 5:38 left first quarter. Crofton 6, Ravenna nothing. We're back in Crofton in 30 seconds on Classic Hits.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Mike Gross and Jeff Axtell back in Crofton, Nebraska. Ravenna coaching staff wanted to take a timeout and talk things over as Mark Hudson and has the entire team huddled up on the far sideline as Ravenna will face a second and 10 just shy of midfield here. Again, this drive started back at the Ravenna 7-yard line. Crofton plays a 4-4-3 defensively as the officials now give the okay for Ravenna to go to the line of scrimmage. Saborn takes the snap, and he'll hand it off to Miller, and Miller goes nowhere as they're on the stop again. Is outside linebacker Jeffrey Kleinschmidt for Crofton, and no gain on the play. That's going to make it third down and 10 now for the Blue Jays.
And again, Ravenna facing a huge third down here, third and long. Of course, last time they had third and 10, they were able to pick it up as Saborn was able to scramble on a quarterback draw, a keeper, but you know, Crofton will be looking to stop that this time and will be ready for it.
Just shy of the midfield stripe, Ravenna facing a third and 10. Saborn out of the shotgun. Slots on both sides. Now in motion, left to right, Shamback. They'll roll to the right on the keeper. Saborn makes a cut, and he's inside the 45 of Crofton to about the 42, maybe the 41. He's a yard and a half shy of the first down. But, Jeff, I believe this is four down territory myself.
I think so, too. I think you're on the road. You know, you're down 6-0. It's early. You're on the 42-yard line or whatever. Of Crofton, yeah, I think you got to go for it here and try to continue the drive, and that's what they're doing.
Fourth and a yard and a half. Ravenna has it at the Crofton 41. They need to get it just inside the 40. Saborn under center, I formation. Saborn keeps it, has the first down, barely. He got away from Goble because Goble had him back at the line of scrimmage, but running to his right made a cut, and then Saborn lunged forward and just has enough for the first down to keep the drive alive.
Hell, boy, that's a game of inches. He just barely stretched that ball across the 40 there to get the first down, but he got it all the same, and Ravenna moves the ball, and they are in business once again, this time on Crofton's side.
Near right hash mark, Ravenna just inside the Crofton 40 on a 1st and 10. Out of the shotgun, Saborn, Shamback in motion right to left out of the slot. Saborn's going to keep it, and he gets stacked up, and we got a penalty marker down. No gain on the play, but from where that's thrown, I hate to say it, but it's going to be a hold. So holding going to be the call on Ravenna. That's going to move him back 10 yards to just inside the Crofton 50-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 20, not unless, I was going to say, I don't think Crofton would decline this. They're going to make Ravenna move him back, and they're going to put it right on the midfield stripe. So 1st and 20 now for Ravenna. 3:46 left first quarter. Crofton has a 6-0 lead over Ravenna. Saborn looks over the defense of Crofton. Actually, now it's a 4-5-2. They only got two secondary men. And now here's Saborn wanting to pass. He's going to throw it underneath. It's caught by Miller. He gets the penalty back and a little bit more inside the Crofton 40 to around the 37. Christian Knorr making the tackle for Crofton.
And I was just about to say, being that Ravenna had 1st and 20, I was thinking they were going to have to throw the ball, and that's exactly what they did there on 1st down. And now kind of frees up the Crofton defense a little bit. Maybe they'll respect the pass here.
14-yard gain. Nice recovery after the penalty. So it's 2nd and 6 now for the Blue Jays, just outside of the Crofton 35-yard line. Ball's on the near right hash mark. Shamback in motion, right to left again. Lone setback is Miller. Miller tried to get the handoff, but the ball was fumbled, and Crofton has recovered. And on the recovery is Derek Wortman.
Derek Wortman in on the fumble recovery for the Warriors.
It looked like Saborn was trying to, he was going to fake the handoff to Miller, and it looked like Miller was going to take the snap, and I don't know if there was a mix-up or whatever happened. The ball got loose, and Crofton recovered.
Yeah, there was some miscommunication of some form, and well, you just cannot have that in the playoffs on the road. That's their second fumble in as many drives, and now you're setting that Crofton offense back out there, and you're in an uphill battle now if you're Ravenna.
So Ravenna moved it from their own 7 to the Crofton 35, and they turn it over for the second time this afternoon. Knorr on a 1st and 10 for Crofton is going to hand it off on the left side. Not a lot of running room for Tom Pites. And Pites will be bottled up after a gain of about, let's call it a yard and a half. It'll be 2nd and a long 8 coming up here for Crofton.
I think if you're Ravenna's defense, you know, you want to try to get a quick three and out here and get the offense back on the field, because they've done some good things. Just the turnovers have been costly so far.
2:26 left in the first quarter. Crofton leads it 6-0. Again, Ravenna has more yards and has run a lot more plays, but when you turn it over twice, that gives the opponent an advantage, and that advantage shows on the Crofton scoreboard right now.
And that is all that matters, is that scoreboard.
Out of the wing formation. Double wing. Here's a surprising rollback, and out to throw is Knorr. It's caught underneath by Pites. Pites is the leading receiver for Crofton. And Pites is going to drag Lucas Wilkie across the 45, out to about the Crofton 48, and that's a first down, gain of 12.
I'm impressed with what I've seen out of Pites so far. He's a tough runner, pass catcher, receiver, whatever you want to call him. Every time he gets the ball, he's just running hard, driving his legs, lowering his shoulder. And I tell you what, after he makes contact, he doesn't go down right away. He's trying to fight for extra yardage, and that time he got a few extra yards to pick up the first down.
1st and 10 for Crofton at their own 48-yard line. Ball is on the far side of the field, right hash mark for the Warriors, and they line up in the double wing formation. One wide receiver, split wide right. In motion, Pites. Now they give it to Goble, coming around from the other side. Goble turns the corner at midfield at the 45, knocked out of bounds.
And Goble on a reverse.
And on the tackle there,
number 44, Kelly McFadden.
Was Kelly McFadden, the cornerback, but it's going to be a first down gain for Goble into Ravenna territory, just inside the 40 to the 39. Gain of 13.
And a good pickup that time, as Goble had some lead blocking that time, really good lead blocking.
Basically, all they did on that play, Jeff, was spread the field, ran to the wide side, and used the speed to turn the corner. Now they give it to Goble again, more of an inside run, and that time he has brought down.
Goble again, the ball carrier, Jake Bruja. And number 20, Ryan Miller.
And on the tackle was Jacob Bruja, who is a linebacker on defense. Goble that time gets it to just shy of the 35-yard line, gain of 4, second and 6 now for the Warriors.
And that last play is kind of something I remember watching from Tonka last year with Jerry Curry, just kind of taking a little bit out of their playbook maybe.
Minute and a half left first quarter, Crofton with a 6-0 lead over Ravenna. Ball directly between the hash marks. I formation, offset I this time for the Warriors in motion. And we're going to have a penalty marker. They tried to hand it off to Kleinschmidt, who was the deep back, the bigger of the backs in that offset eye. And we have a penalty on Crofton, and it's going to be, illegal participation.
Delay a game against the Warriors.
Or delay a game, my bad.
Yeah.
So 5-yard penalty on Crofton.
Break for Ravenna there. Now they're going to get Crofton back up 5 yards. And now we'll see if the Blue Jay defense can step up and make something happen, because for the most part, despite that short field, even on the first drive, their defense has had problems stopping Crofton so far.
And now one of the Ravenna players defensively going to have to come out as Justin Kapersky sent to the sideline by one of the officials. And coming in to replace him defensively, I think that was that Teichmeyer? Teichmeyer? We'll have to double-check on that number. Here's Crofton now on a second and 11 at the Ravenna 41. Kleinschmidt with a handoff, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle. Holy cow. He literally ran over Lucas Wilkie at the 35-yard line. And like I say, Kleinschmidt, the bigger of those running backs, the bigger of the wing backs, and he just used his muscle on that one to gain yardage and a first down inside the 30.
Yeah, Kleinschmidt's a big guy, and you've got to get low on him, wrap him up by his legs. That time Ravenna really was just kind of trying to arm tackle him, and that's never going to work, as he ran over about 3 or 4 Blue Jay defenders there on his way to another Crofton first down.
13-yard pickup for the Warriors. First and 10 at the Ravenna 27-yard line. Christian Knorr, the quarterback under center, hands it off to Pites this time. Pites gets out in the open at the 20, 15, breaks a tackle, 10, touchdown, Crofton.
27-yard touchdown run makes the score 12-0.
And like you said, Jeff, you can't tackle them up high. You got to get them low.
No, Ravenna's doing a poor job of tackling right now. They've got to get low on these backs for Crofton, and they're just going to run right all over them all day long. And, you know, they've got to make some adjustments here defensively, or this could be a long day for Ravenna.
27-yard touchdown run for Pites with 38 seconds left in the quarter. It's 12-0 Crofton. They're going for two. Knorr underneath center. Double wing formation, and they're going to throw it, a little quick slant-in pattern to Pites, and the two-point pass is good. So Crofton leads now 14-0 over Ravenna with 38 seconds left first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds in Crofton on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crofton. Two Ravenna turnovers have been converted into 14 Crofton points, Jeff Axtell.
And it's exactly what Crofton wants, but not what Ravenna needed, because they're already on the road. Now they're down 14-0, 14 points off of turnovers. They had a good drive going that last drive. Ravenna did, that is, but when you turn the ball over, especially against a team like Crofton, and now you're in a 14-0 hole in the first quarter, it's going to be tough for them to dig out of it, but they've got to keep fighting. There's a long way to go in this ball game, and if they can put a score in here and get a defensive stop, they're right back in the game. They just got to believe.
This is a beautiful-looking field here in Crofton. The field is in great shape. Again, you got pine trees that circle the entire facility, which helps block that north wind today. Here's Kleinschmidt's kick. It is deep and going to get into the end zone for another touchback. So Kleinschmidt now on three kickoffs today has two touchbacks.
The wind is helping him, I think, as the wind's blowing over there to the north. So looks like that's in his favor. And, again, Ravenna's going to have to get something going here. They've had some good running with Saborin, Miller, and Wilkie. They just got to keep it up. They just got to hang on to that ball and got to communicate with each other.
All right, Ravenna, first and 10 at their own 20. Again, Crofton with only two deep backs. They have, it kind of looks like five linebackers, but actually it's a couple of safeties that are tucked in outside of the defensive ends. Here's a handoff. Miller gets out in the open. Actually, that's Shamback. Shamback with a great cut at the 45-50. 45-40 at Crofton, and he is brought down from behind.
Nice.
That was Trent Arnes, the cornerback, with the tackle. A great cutback on the end around by Shamback, and a big gain for Ravenna all the way down to the 36 of Crofton.
And that's exactly how you get yourself back in the ball game here, getting all the way down to the 36 of Crofton. A good misdirection play that time to Shamback, and if he had a little more speed, he might have been into the house for six.
44-yard pickup for Shamback, and Ravenna in business again inside the Crofton 40. Inside handoff this time, not a whole lot there for Miller. He was cut down by defensive end Nathan Hoffman, 225-pound junior, and not even a half yard pickup on the play. That'll make it second and a long nine, and that is going to be the last play of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, it is Crofton 14, Ravenna nothing. Let's take a 60-second break right now on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crofton. We start the second quarter, and it is 14-0. But Ravenna again, Jeff, moving the ball, and they have it inside the Crofton 35-yard line on a second and a long nine. Saborn fakes the handoff, going to try and keep it and turn the corner, but cannot, and he runs into Jeffrey Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt did his good job of containing, staying on his side, and it was a one-on-one play against Saborn.
And that time Kleinschmidt made a nice tackle. He didn't try to go up high, try to lay a big hit on Saborn. He just wrapped him up by his ankles, took him down for a loss. And I was probably going to force Ravenna to try and pass here. Maybe they'll try something out to Connor Baronic on the sideline. Big, tall, lanky basketball player. We'll see what they do here.
Out of the shotgun, Saborn on a third and 11 from the Crofton 36. They send Wilkie in motion left to right. They fake the handoff to him, wanting to throw deep. They go underneath instead. It was intercepted, but I think he was out of bounds.
So
yeah, Goble was out of bounds. They tried
bounds
to go deep for Baronic, but he was covered, so then they went underneath to Miller at around the 25-yard line, but he was double-covered. So good defense there by Crofton to force the incompletion. That's now fourth down and 11.
And it looks like Ravenna's going to go for it. Of course, it makes sense being at Crofton's 36-yard line here. Really don't gain anything by punting the football.
Ravenna on a fourth and 11 from the Crofton 36. Two wideouts left, one to the right. Saborn out of the shotgun. Now Shamback in motion left to right. Comes behind the quarterback Saborn, and now we have a flag on the play to blow the play dead.
I think we're going to have false start.
And let's get the call from the white hat. You are correct, Mr. Axtell. False start on Ravenna. That's the fourth penalty on the Blue Jays here this afternoon. And that's going to move them back 5 yards to just outside of the Crofton 40-yard line. Make it fourth and 16 now. You're going to have to get the ball inside the 20, between the 26 and 25 to get the first down. Crofton now going to drop Goble back. And it looks like Ravenna is going to be in punt formation. Goble going to have to shield his eyes looking into that sun. And he's standing back at his 10-yard line. Good snap. And here is the kick by Wilkie. They angle it to the far sideline, and it, oh, just went into the end zone for a touchback. That was very close to getting the right bounce and rolling dead inside the five, but it took a little bounce forward and is going to be a touchback.
And now Crofton starting the ball, their third possession here. Of course, they score on their first two possessions, so for Ravenna's defense, I think it's big here to get a three and out and get that offense back on the field, get some good field position. Their defense needs to step up and get some momentum back for the Blue Jays.
And this is a Crofton offense that averages 412 yards per game, 331 on the ground, 85 through the air. And I apologize for the wind sound on the headsets. As you can tell, we are sitting outside because the press box is full. Here's Kleinschmidt on the handoff, and he drags tacklers across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. There on the tackle for Ravenna was McFadden.
Kelly McFadden.
And that's a gain of about 8.5, 9 yards on the play for Kleinschmidt.
And again, Crofton just running the football at will so far against Ravenna. Another big pickup there on first down. A good, solid gain there by Kleinschmidt.
Well, the thing that's so hard to defend Crofton, you don't know whether you're going to give it to the speedster Goble on the outside. You got the horse Kleinschmidt. You got Pites, who's pretty good sized as well. So you don't know which one to go after. Little shovel pass inside to Pites. He breaks a couple of tackles, and he is finally knocked down across the 40-yard line. And on the tackle there was Ryan Miller, a linebacker. But it's a first down out to the 41-yard line.
And again, Pites just turning those legs, getting upfield, making people miss, picking up some big, valuable yardage. And now Crofton has another first down, and they're just moving the ball at will against Ravenna's D so far.
That's a 12-yard pickup on the shovel pass, and another first down for the Warriors. They have it now just across their own 40-yard line, first and 10. Goble in motion, gets the handoff in the slot, running to the right at midfield, just lowers his shoulders, is out of bounds as Wilkie, and also there to make the stop was Josh Boardman, sophomore inside linebacker. But I tell you what, Goble just used his speed, turned the corner, and gained a solid 9 yards on the first down carry.
And it's really hard, as you said, to tell where this Crofton offense is going to go, who they're going to give it to, and Ravenna's just kind of playing more like a guessing game right now. Who's going to get the ball? Where is it going? And right now, Crofton's got them on their heels.
Goble now, 42 yards on 4 carries, so he's maintaining his 9.9 per carry average coming into the game. Here's Knorr under center, back to throw, swings it out left on the screen pass to Goble. Goble lowers his shoulders inside the Ravenna 40-yard line, and the little swing pass is good for about 11 yards, and Wilkie on the stop, but it's another first down for the Warriors. And the thing that I'm impressed with, I never thought I would say this, but Crofton's passing game.
Yeah, they're really hitting on all cylinders so far today. They have not really had many mistakes offensively so far, and they're, again, just moving the ball, just continuing to march it down the field right on Ravenna's defense. And I tell you, for Ravenna, they've got to come up. They've got to make a stop. They've got to make a tackle for a loss or something in the backfield just to get some momentum on their side.
8:45, left second quarter. It's 14-0 Crofton. Knorr underneath center for the Warriors at the Ravenna 40. Hands it off to Kleinschmidt running left, and not much on that one. Nice job by Justin Kapersky making the tackle there for Ravenna. Going to be a gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards in the play. It'll be second and 7 coming up for Crofton.
That time a good tackle that time by Kapersky. Had some help from a couple of his teammates that time, but good open field tackle, and Ravenna needs more of that.
Tony Hoffman here on the near sideline gives the play to both Goble and to Knorr, and now also coming out is tight end Dakota Miller, a 185-pound sophomore. So they're going with a very tight double wing formation, and now Christian Knorr looks over the defense, doesn't like what he sees, and is going to take a timeout. Let's take a break as well. 7:55 left in the second quarter. It's Crofton 14, Ravenna nothing. This is a 30-second break on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. See them this year at the Gateway Farm Expo at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, November 17th and 18th. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
All right, we're back in Crofton. Warriors looking at a second down and seven at the Ravenna 38-yard line. Crofton has a 14-0 lead with 7 minutes 55 seconds left in the second quarter. Coach Hoffman for Crofton comes off the sideline now after chatting things over with his offensive unit during the timeout. Wide receiver way to the right side. That's Dakota Miller. Tight double wing formation. Fake it to Pites. Give it to Goble inside. Nice job that time by Ravenna shutting off that corner, as there on the tackle was Jake Vogt, the nose guard, a 210-pound junior. Short gain on the play. It's going to be third and five now for Crofton.
And a good job that time by the middle of the Ravenna defense, staying at home, wrapping up. And if they could get a stop here, although I'm sure it's four down territory for Crofton, if they could just get a stop, get their offense back on the field, that would be huge in terms of momentum.
I say you really gotta keep your assignments when you have to face this tight double wing formation. Now they're going to toss it to Kleinschmidt, and he's just following blockers and ran to the right side, and he's going to get the first down around the 25-yard line.
Number 20, Ryan Miller.
Basically, that was a student body right play, Jeff.
First down.
And Kleinschmidt just followed the student body and went to the right and got the first down.
Pretty much Kleinschmidt just got the pitch out there, the short pitch in the backfield, followed his blockers, and it was easy pickings for a first down for Crofton.
10-yard gain. 37 yards now on five carries for Kleinschmidt. And this time they give it to Trent Arnes. Arnes is going to be wrapped up by Jake Vogt. Only a gain of about two on that play. Actually, that was Kapersky, 61, not Vogt, 51. My bad. So second down and about 8 yards to go now for Crofton. Clock running, nearing the 6:30 mark of the second quarter. Warriors lead 14-0.
And that time Arnes kind of looked like he was waiting for a hold to appear, and really nothing opened, and so that was why Kapersky was able to make the tackle from behind.
So Ravenna's in the road white with the lighter pants and the dark blue, royal blue numerals and trim. Crofton in the whole maroon with the white numerals and trim. Arnes goes in motion. They hand it off to Kleinschmidt. Has a big hole left side in the secondary, dragging tacklers. Is he into the end zone? Yes, touchdown. 23-yard touchdown run with 6:08 left in the second quarter, and it's now 20-0 Crofton.
Another big run that time by Kleinschmidt, taking the ball right up the middle behind his blockers, just breaking tackles, barreling his way all the way to the end zone. And now Crofton is up by three touchdowns. Ravenna is in trouble.
Kleinschmidt now will kick the extra point, nor is the holder. He'll kick it to our right, high end-over-end kick, and it's good. So Crofton now leads Ravenna 21-0 with 6:08 left second quarter. Let's take a 30-second break on Classic Hits.
6:08 left in the first half.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Mike Gross and Jeff Extell back in Crofton, and Crofton's had three drives, and they have three touchdowns, Jeff Extell, and that's not good news if you're a Ravenna fan.
No, it is not, because Crofton has just pretty much ran it up through, around, and over Ravenna's defense, and that's not a good sign at all. You know, Ravenna's not a type of team that can come back from behind, being that they're mostly a running team, and I think the key for them here is they've got to get some kind of points on the board, here before the half, at least get a little momentum going into the locker room so they can give themselves a chance in the second half.
Well, Kleinschmidt had three kickoffs. Two of them in the first quarter went for touchbacks, but now he's having to kick in a different direction, and I don't think he's going to get the length on the kicks, although this is a good high end-over-end kick, but the wind's going to knock it down. And doing all he could to come up and field
number
the ball.
Nine,
that was Baronic. I say the wind knocked
the
it down in a hurry. And, of course, that's a free ball. And that's
down
anyone's taking. And
Baronic,
literally on a full sprint, came up and fielded the ball and stumbled. But at least Ravenna maintains possession just shy of their own 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Blue Jays.
And now Ravenna's just got to keep doing what they've been doing. It's been working for the most part. They just haven't been able to finish. But, you know, maybe this time they can.
I say, like you said, Ravenna has been moving the ball, but two turnovers have really hurt them here this afternoon. Inside handoff to Shamback. And Ethan is going to get up to the 20, just across the 20. That'll be a gain of 2.5-3 yards in the play. That'll make it second down and about 7 coming up now for Ravenna.
I tell you, I don't know how long Ravenna is going to be able to run the ball. I know they want to keep establishing the run, running the ball, but I think at some point here they're going to have to try to get a little more creative in the passing game.
They send Baronic wide left. I formation. Saborn goes underneath center this time on 2nd and 7. On the option, he's going to keep it. Has a running room. Gets across the 30. Has a first down in the secondary. Knocked down by Tom Pipes. And Saborn is out to about
the
35-yard line. So a nice run on the option keeper by Saborn. And he has a first down at Ravenna's 35-yard line.
Saborn's had a nice game so far for the most part running the football. And he's just got to continue to do what he's doing. He's doing a good job of the fake to the backs. And so, you know, if Ravenna can keep moving this football and get down here and score, we'll get some momentum going into the half.
I have Saborn for 61 yards on 9 carries so far. And they're moving the ball because they got 6 first downs.
And now they're going to be back 5 yards because the right side of the offensive line moved early.
And that's the 5th penalty against Ravenna here in the first half. 3 of them have been 5-yarders. We also had a couple of holds and illegal blocks on special teams. So now 1st and 15 for Ravenna with 5:05 left in the first half. They have the ball at their own 30-yard line, trailing 21-0 to Crofton. Saborn out of the shotgun now. In motion, left to right is Wilkie, running it to the right on the option and making the pitch. That is Miller. And I'm surprised that play got anything at all, because when Saborn went to stop and plant and make the pitch, he lost his footing and almost went down.
Yeah, it's been a hard. They've had a hard time out there keeping their footing at times. Ravenna has, but just got the pitch off in time to Miller, and he picked up a big gain there. Picked up a huge Ravenna first down.
16 yards from the 25 out to the 41. So again, Ravenna moving the sticks, but you got to hang on to the pigskin. Saborn out of the shotgun. Shamback in motion right to left. Inside handoff, Miller. Miller breaks a tackle, gets out in the open, in the secondary, close to another first down. And he's into Crofton territory. Christian Knorr had to come up to make the stop, and they're going to mark him at the 40, just inside the 45 of Crofton. Shy of the first down by a half a yard. Second and short now for Ravenna.
And again, as you said, Ravenna moving the football methodically down the field. Miller almost busted that one open that time. Almost got the first.
Second and short. You can do anything you want on this play. Saborn out of the shotgun. Lone setback is Miller. Now in motion, left to right, Shamback. They're going to run the play to the right. Saborn keeps it. First down and more. 35-30. And he's tripped up by Christian Knorr in the secondary. It's another Ravenna first down to the 28 of Crofton. With 3:47 left first half, Ravenna on the move again.
But again, you know, Ravenna is moving the ball. They got to finish this drive. Looks like Crofton's kind of putting a spy on Saborn, as that time Knorr was kind of just waiting for him in his position there at linebacker.
17-yard pickup for Saborn. And it's a 1st and 10 for Ravenna at the Crofton 27-yard line. Saborn out of the shotgun. Two wideouts left. Now Shamback out of the slot goes in motion right. keeper. This time, Saborn, he's got more running room. Makes a cut back to the left. He's got one man to beat at the 10. Five. He's going to get in. He beats Pites to the left corner of the end zone for a Ravenna touchdown.
Big answer that time for Ravenna. They really needed that. And finally, Ravenna's able to get on the scoreboard as Saborn breaks another big run. And he's probably pretty close to the 100-yard mark here already in the first half.
106 to be exact. Good job.
Yeah, he's really been running the ball well, and they've got to continue this. Ravenna does, that is, and that's a huge momentum boost that time.
Ravenna going to kick for the extra point. The boot is on the way by Shambach. It looks good, and it is. So Shambach's PAT kick is good, and Ravenna, again, they've been moving the ball. They just have to hang on to it, and we got ourselves a ball game. It's 21-7 Crofton, 3:21 left second quarter. We're back in Crofton after this 30-second break on Classic Hits.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
All right, we are back in Crofton, and Ravenna's back in the ballgame. 3:21 left in the second quarter. 21-7 Crofton leads. And again, that was a almost 82-yard touchdown drive capped by Saborn's 28-yard run. And he now has 106 yards on 11 carries and a touchdown for the Blue Jays.
And now the Ravenna defense has to get a stop, maybe create a turnover, possibly get the offense back on the field and try to score quickly before the half. But if they can just get a stop here, I'm sure that Ravenna would be happy with that.
Ethan Shambach, 195-pound junior, will kick off. Good line drive boot taken by Goble at about the 8. He fakes the end around and will keep it running here to the right and gets it out to the 30-yard line. And they're on special teams. You had Kelly McFadden, pardon me, a 180-pound senior, making the tackle. So Crofton's going to have it first and 10 just across their own 30-yard line.
And again, Crofton's going to just look to keep running what they've been running so far with Pipes, Kleinsmith, and also the other back, Arns.
And Goble.
And Goble.
They got four of them.
So many of them.
They do. They got a bunch of them.
Like the four horsemen.
All right, two wideouts to the left. Goble in the slot right in motion. Fakes the handoff. They give it up the middle. Pites. Pites is going to be knocked down just shy of the 35-yard line. And Ryan Miller there on the stop. And McFadden was also there again. So a gain of about four for Pites, and that'll make it second and six for Crofton.
And just a quick little play there to Pites that time. Ravenna, though, doing a better job of reading that play and able to stop him for a four-yard gain. Still a good gain for Crofton, but minimal compared to what they've been getting so far here in this ball game.
Clock running, 2:45, left first half, 21-7, Crofton with the lead, and they have the ball at their own 35. Knorr, draw play, Kleinschmidt runs up the gut and is going to get a first down, knocked down by Kelly McFadden at about the 45-yard line. So a 10-yard gain for Kleinschmidt.
It almost looked like the Ravenna defense that time kind of got sucked in thinking it was going to be a pass, and then Knorr handed it off to Kleinschmidt, and he picked up another Crofton first down.
10 yards on the gain. He's got 70 yards now on seven carries. Wing T formation, two wideouts left. Goble in motion to the left, inside handoff. Actually, a fake. They got it to Goble. I was faked out in that one. And lots of running room on the left side. And on the tackle in the secondary was Shambach. And Shambach brings down Goble at the 43-yard line, 44-yard line of Ravenna. So that'll be a pickup of 11 and another Warrior first down.
And it just looks like right now the lateral speed of Crofton really a mismatch for the Ravenna defense, as the Ravenna defense has not been able to get out there very well on Goble so far.
Nearing the two-minute mark of the first half, Crofton on a first and 10 at the Ravenna 44. Knorr rolling out right, wants to throw, still rolling, goes underneath, almost picked off. Almost picked up there by Lucas Wilkie.
Miller.
Pass was intended
by number eight, Lucas
for Callan List, one of the tight ends. And I tell you what, if Wilkie gets there a step sooner, I think he has a possible pick six. He had lots of room here on this near sideline.
Yeah, if Wilkie would have been able to hang on to that one, he had a lot of room. And now I think we kind of see why Crofton doesn't pass the ball very often.
Second and 10 now for the Warriors at the Ravenna 44-yard line. They have two tight ends. You got Miller on the left and Callan List on the right. And Arnes is in the slot right. Now you go I formation from the far left hash mark. They send Arnes in motion left. Hand it off. Goble. He was the deep back in the eye. Doesn't get much on that one. Nice job there by Ravenna defensively. Brandon Rogers was there. 215-pound junior defensive tackle. Gain of about a yard and a half on the play. And it's going to be third and eight. Eight and a half coming up here for the Warriors.
And Ravenna's got to have a stop here. Third and long is the first time they've had Crofton in third and long really all day long. And with a minute and a half here left to go in the half, I think it's crucial that Ravenna gets a stop.
I think right now Coach Tony Hoffman is letting the clock run down as much as he can before he gets a delay, and he's going to call a timeout. Yep, that's what he's doing. They're going to talk it over here.
Warriors
a minute 19 left second quarter. Crofton is facing
Warriors.
A third and nine at the Ravenna 43. Crofton leads at 21-7 over Ravenna, and we'll take a 30-second break right now on Classic Hits.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Mike Gross and Jeff Axtell back in Crofton. This is one of, I think, half a dozen games or so that are on the variety of stations, whether it be KXPN or KKPR. I saw the list on the website. I know there was a lot of games. That's all I know. So glad you're along for the broadcast. And we are here in Crofton, where Crofton has got a third and nine at the Ravenna 43-yard line with a minute 19 left here in the second quarter. Crofton just burned their second timeout. On the short snap, they give it to Goble, and Goble is literally tripped up in the backfield. Great play by Justin Kapersky, the defensive end, Jeff.
Yeah, great play that time, Bo Kapersky, just tripping up. It's tripping up Goble that time, just gritting him by the shoestrings and bringing him down. A little wildcat action that time by Crofton as they lined up Knorr out at receiver. We haven't seen much of that so far, but Crofton kind of throwing in a little bit of a wrinkle there, but it did not work.
And it looks like Coach Hoffman might do the same thing what he did the previous play, as he's here in the near sideline with his quarterback, Christian Knorr, and they're letting the clock run down, and they're looking at a fourth and about seven here with 35 seconds left in the second quarter. So let's take another break as well. This will be a 30-second break. We'll come back for the fourth down play after this on Classic Hits KKPR.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
All right, we are back here in Crofton. And, Jeff, I got faked out on that one. I thought they were taking a timeout. They took a delay of game penalty instead to move them back 5 yards. Kleinschmidt on the punt then boots the ball inside the 15-yard line. The ball is down, and Ravenna is going to have it first and 10. Looks like at about their own 14. We're really having to look into the west end of the field now, and we're having to shield our eyes looking right into the sun. Say, we had dark clouds and a rain. We were getting rained on about 20 minutes before game time, and those clouds quickly moved to the south, and we hardly have any clouds in the sky right now, and it's turned out to be a gorgeous afternoon. Saborn, out of a shotgun, first and 10. is going to go a little end around, making a cut. That is Shamback, and he gets across the 15.
Ethan Shamback.
Out to about the 17, and Pites makes the tackle. And he's going to, actually, I had the wrong yard line. Pardon me. He's across the 20. I said the 15 to the 17. It's actually out to the 21-yard line. So they gained about 7 yards in the play. And now Ravenna's going to take one of their timeouts. We'll keep it here this time with 14 seconds here left before halftime. Crofton has a 21-7 lead. And, Jeff, the thing you definitely don't want to do here in this situation, two hands on the pigskin.
Yeah, you cannot fumble here at all. Even a field goal by Crofton here going into halftime would be a killer for Ravenna. I'm kind of surprised that they even called timeout. I thought they would just run the clock out and go into the half, but maybe they have other ideas.
Maybe they got a trick play that we don't know about. We'll find out here. Second down and 3. Ravenna at their own 21-yard line. And we're going to have Saborn line up in the shotgun. You got Shamback in the slot left, Miller in the backfield. And now Shamback in motion, and Saborn going to keep it. Actually, a fake handoff on the end around. That is
number 8, Lucas Wilkie.
Wilkie. He was in the slot right and got the handoff from Saborn. And it's a first down out to the 35-yard line. So a pickup of about 13, 14 yards on the play.
First half.
And Ravenna, again, just running the ball. I think the clock might run out here. They're, it's like they're, we got a timeout by Ravenna. But
yeah, that's going to be their last one. 3 seconds now left here in the first half as they got it out to their own 35-yard line. And I have Ravenna with one more first down right now than Crofton, 9-8. So Ravenna's moving the ball, but again, those two turnovers on the first two drives of the ball game, right now, that's your difference in the game.
That is the difference, yes. Two turnovers, which resulted in two Crofton touchdowns, and it's a 14-point ball game right now. And you're exactly right, Mike. That is the exact difference right now in this ball game. And you know, maybe on this last play from Ravenna, maybe we'll see a little Boise State hook and ladder here or something, take it all the way to the house last play.
Both of these teams are used to being in the playoffs. For Ravenna, this is their 7th straight appearance in the postseason and 13 total in school history. For Crofton, their 9th year in a row in the playoffs and their 14th total appearance in the postseason. So Saborn now will line up out of the shotgun. He'll send two wideouts to the left. Miller is lined up behind him in the backfield. One wide out to the right as well. Now Shamback in motion. Saborn rolling out right. He's going to set up, try and go deep. Now he's going to run with it. And he is going to be stopped, stacked up there on the far side of the field for little or no gain. And that's going to be the end of the first half. With your score at halftime in the C2 second round matchup here in Crofton, Nebraska, it is Crofton 21 and Ravenna 7. Let's take a 90-second break right now, and we'll come back with our halftime stats and our halftime show after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays.
Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, beard brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Menu is available.
And welcome back, everyone, to Crofton, Nebraska. You are in tune to Ravenna-Crofton playoff football action on KKPR Classic Hits FM in Kearney, Nebraska. Mike Gross and Jeff Axtell with you on the broadcast this afternoon from Northeast Nebraska. And our halftime score is Crofton 21, Ravenna 7. And let's now get into our halftime show. And halftime shows on every broadcast on KKPR and KXPN brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, Jeff, right now, we talked about it a little bit right before halftime, but the key stands out right now to the ball game. Ravenna, two drives to start the game, two turnovers, results in 14 Crofton points, and that's our difference in the ball game right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ravenna moved the ball, as you said, 223 total yards to 200 for Crofton, but when you give Crofton a short field, especially in that first drive, that first half, 19-yard drive only in two plays, and, you know, it's just the thing, the type of thing that when you're on the road, when you're Ravenna, you just cannot do that, and, you know, now Ravenna just got to dig deep, and they've got to find a way to, you know, create a couple turnovers themselves and get those back and make it even, but, oh, I tell you what, it really just, they spotted Crofton 21 points, and they got that touchdown there at the end of the half. They hadn't got that, and they would be in a whole whale of trouble right now, and so, you know, over the second half, they're just going to have to come out and continue what they've been doing on offense, just hold on to the ball. Defensively, they started doing a little bit better there later on in the second quarter. They were able to tackle better. They finally started getting lower, you know, trying to tackle the ankles as opposed to just trying to go up high and blow the running backs up for Crofton, because you're not going to hit them really hard. You just got to get down, you got to get low, and you got to get in a good position to tackle. And they did that a little bit better there towards the end of the second quarter, but they got to do a better job of that overall in the second half.
All right, here's your scoring summary. Ravenna, second play from scrimmage at their own 20-yard line, fumbled the ball as Arnes from the secondary came up and laid a pretty good hit on Saborn. Two-play, 19-yard drive. Dalton Goble scored from 16 yards out, 10:39 left first quarter. Crofton had an early 6-0 lead. Then Ravenna got the ball back, started from their own 7, drove all the way to the Crofton 35, had another turnover, and Crofton then scored on a 27-yard run by Tom Pites with 38 seconds left in the quarter. A two-point pass from Christian Noor to Pites was good. Crofton led 14-0 after one quarter. And then 6:08 left second quarter, Jeffrey Kleinschmidt, a 23-yard run. His extra point kick was good, made it 21-0. And then Ravenna countered that with their scoring drive to get on the board. Trevor Saborn, a 28-yard run with 3:21 left in the first half. Ethan Shambach made the extra point kick, and that made our halftime score 21-7, Crofton over Ravenna. I have Ravenna with 209 yards rushing on the ground, 14 passing for 223 yards here at halftime. For Crofton, unofficially 200 yards of total offense, 165 on the ground, 35 through the air. So our halftime score, 21-7, Crofton leading Ravenna. We're going to take a break, hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll come back with individual statistics after this break on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we're back in Crofton, your halftime score. Crofton leading Ravenna in the C2 second round playoff matchup, 21-7. Let's take a look at some individual statistics for Ravenna. Trevor Saborn with 11 rushes, 106 yards, and a touchdown. His long run, he had a 28-yard run, and he had a couple of 17-yard runs as well. So pretty good job by Saborn. Rushing the football, 106 yards on 11 carries. Ethan Shambach with 4 carries for 54 yards. Ryan Miller, 7 carries for 35 yards. And Lucas Wilkie, 1 attempt for 14. Saborn, 1 out of 2 passing for 14 yards. The one completion was to Miller for 14 yards. I have Ravenna with 9 first downs. They were whistled for 5 penalties in the first half for a total of 32 yards. Now for Crofton, pretty good balance offensively. Jeffrey Kleinschmidt, the leading carrier, 7 carries, 70 yards, including a 23-yard run. Also for Crofton, Dalton Goble, 60 yards on 8 carries and a 16-yard run. And Tom Pites, 33 yards on 3 carries, including a 27-yard touchdown run. Christian Knorr throwing the ball, 3 out of 4, 35 yards. Pites has got 2 catches for 24 yards. Dalton Goble, the other reception, for 11 yards. Crofton has 8 first downs, whistled for 3 penalties for 15 yards. So again, Jeff, when you look at the stats, Ravenna, 9 first downs. This is one of the most deceiving stats, I think, in sport, first downs. 9 first downs for Ravenna, 8 for Crofton. But again, it goes back to those 2 turnovers on the first 2 series, which has hurt Ravenna and is the difference in the game right now.
Yeah, it's still the difference in the game. You know, turnovers kill, as I've said earlier, and, you know, Ravenna's just got to come out here and take care of the ball, keep doing what they're doing, and defensively got to step it up. You know, maybe they make some changes a little bit. Guys got to continue to stay at home. Got to make those one-on-one tackles if you're Ravenna. You know, and Crofton at the same time, their defense hasn't really been that great either, and they've got to wrap up as well. But I tell you, Saborn's done a really good job of that zone read, that fake handoff to the backs for Ravenna, and he's done a good job of running the ball. And really, it hasn't really been a lot of, you know, sideways running, juke, spins, really by either team in the backs. The quarterback's really just been north and south type of running up and down the field, and that's what you like to see, power run game for both teams.
This is the second round in the C2 playoff bracket, and this was the earliest game to start. There were a couple of 5 o'clock games, Cambridge at Blue Hill. Another 5 o'clock start in C2 was Homer at Wilbur Claytonia. The rest of your schedule in C2 tonight, Archbishop Bergen at Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner, and that was a 6 o'clock start. Tri-County at Elmwood Murdoch at 7. Also at 7 o'clock tonight, David City Aquinas at Lincoln Christian, and I cannot fathom those two schools being in C2. I'm just not used to having Aquinas and Lincoln Christian being associated with C2.
Yeah, it just sounds odd. Lincoln Christian's been in C1 for a while. Aquinas was in C2 last year, and I think maybe the year before that. They've been in C1 for a while as well. Of course, Crofton has too, so it's just weird when teams change classes. But I tell you what's even more strange than that is West Point Central Catholic in D1.
Yeah, playing 8-man football,
yeah.
I agree with that. And same thing with Creighton, you know, that's not too far from here either.
Right.
Another school I just shake my head to seeing in C2 is Hastings St. Cecilia. They are at Donovan Trumbull tonight at 6:30. Also a 7 o'clock start is Perkins County at North Platte St. Patrick. Those are your other games in C2 going on. Of course, your quarterfinals down to the final 8 next Tuesday, and then you'll have the semifinals on Tuesday the 16th, and then the championship game will be in Lincoln on Tuesday morning, November 23rd at 10:15. You have been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all of your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, and proud to bring you the halftime show during all broadcasts on KKPR and KXPN. Our halftime score in Crofton is Crofton 21, Ravenna 7. And we'll be back with more from Crofton in 90 seconds on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas.
You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. See them this year at the Gateway Farm Expo at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, November 17th and 18th. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Halftime score, Crofton leading Ravenna by the count of 21-7. Jeff, if you are the Ravenna coaching staff, what were you trying to talk to your team in the halftime message?
Finish drives. I know they finished that last drive, but they turned the ball over, especially that second drive when they had something going, getting down inside crossing territory, and I think that's the thing, is they got to make sure you communicate, got to make sure you hang on to that ball. Use two hands, hold that ball high up at high point into your shoulder. They always teach the running backs to kind of hold that ball up high, and I think defensively, you just got to tackle, plain and simple. The Ravenna defense has not tackled very well, and Crofton's ran up, around, and through them. You know, they did a little better there towards the end of the first half, but they've got to wrap up. They've got to make those one-on-one open field tackles, and they've got to be able to get to the outside a little bit better on Goble than they have. They've got to be able to contain some of these running backs from Crofton, but that's easier said than done. They've got a whale of a running game back there. And it's just going to take a total team effort here in the second half. I think that's what the coaches for Ravenna are saying. You got to win this as a team. It's not going to be Saborin doing it all on his own or anything like that. You know, they got to play as a team. They got to believe. And, positive things are going to happen if you do that. And this game's not over. There's a long way to go. And Ravenna can just get back into this game if they can get a couple stops here early on in the third quarter and score offensively.
If you're Tony Hoffman and the Crofton coaching staff, what did you tell your team?
Just continue to do what you're doing. Continue to pound the football. Make Ravenna stop you. Don't let up. Continue to play hard. Play hard every single play. And, let things take care of themselves on the field. Defensively, for the most part, they really haven't played that great. I don't know. They've tackled all right, but I think a lot of the credit has to go to Ravenna, though, for the scheming. They've had a lot of good play calls. And I think if you're Crofton, it's just, continue to try and force turnovers. Try and continue to go for the big play, the knockout punch, and, do what you can to try and slow down Savorin in this Blue Jay offense.
All right, again, our halftime score, it is 21-7. Crofton with the lead over Ravenna. Again, 223 yards of total offense in the first half for Ravenna, and 200 for Crofton, but those two early turnovers are the difference in the game right now as we are getting ready to start the second half. We got time to take one more commercial break, hear from our great sponsors, and we'll have the second half kickoff coming up in 90 seconds on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back, everyone, to Crofton. We're getting ready to start the second half as the sun is going to be going behind those pine trees here momentarily. We got some shadows developing on the far sideline where Ravenna fans are. And we're getting ready here to start the second half. One more plug we need to throw in for Valentino's at Kearney. Delivers to you. Valentino's is the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas you can carry out. Or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's is located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And I tell you what, Jeff, right now that Valentino's pizza sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I was about to say, you're making me hungry, and we don't even got a Valentino's anywhere around here, so we're kind of out of luck.
Ravenna will have to kick off to start the second half because they received the ball to start the first half. And Ravenna will be kicking with the wind. And back deep for Crofton, you have Kleinschmidt, along with Pites and Goble. And don't be surprised if you see a fake again on the kickoff, because you got Pites and Kleinschmidt on the outside, Goble the speedster on the inside.
Don't be surprised if you see all three huddle maybe and one of them takes off with it.
Shamback will tee it up. He's a left-footed kicker. Has it teed up from his own 40-yard line. Gets the signal, approaches the ball, and the second half is underway. Short end-over-end kick. Goble takes it, drops it, picks it up at the 15 on the end-around, gives it to Kleinschmidt. He goes to the middle and is brought down. Nice tackle there by Shamback on special teams. You got to love it when the kicker makes the tackle on special teams.
Of course, he's not a true kicker. He's also a fullback and a linebacker. But, yeah, anytime the kicker makes the tackle, something special. And Shamback made a nice hit that time on Kleinschmidt. And that's how Ravenna's got a tackle. That's the best tackle I've seen out of Ravenna all game long. And I'm sure that Shamback's going to tell his team, you got a tackle like that. And he made a nice hit that time.
Crofton's going to have it first and 10 at their own 26. They send two wideouts to the left. One of them is Callan List. The other one is Goble. Arnes in the slot right, goes in motion left. Knorr on the keeper. Turns it left, gets out to the 30-yard line.
Keeper.
Knocked down there defensively. I see Josh Boardman, sophomore inside linebacker, 190-pounder. One of the Blue Jays bringing him down.
Another thing I've noticed is that Crofton offensive line is getting a really big push every single time that they snap the football. And really, Ravenna's defensive line has been getting blown off the football at times. But, again, they've done better here lately, getting penetration and getting some stops.
Knorr underneath center, offset eye, arms in motion to the right. They give it to the deep back. That's Goble, and he is hit hard. Short gain on the play, and making the tackle there was Kyle Moore, the other inside linebacker, a 180-pound senior. So nice couple of early plays defensively here by Ravenna.
Good couple back plays that time for Ravenna defensively, and now they've got to come up, and they've got to stop Crofton here on third down. This will be a huge stop for Ravenna if they can do it.
Third and a long three. Crofton has it at their own 32, and now we got movement.
Flag on the play.
Unfortunately, that could be encroachment in the neutral zone on Ravenna, and it is. Wow, that's going to give Crofton a first down.
That's tough. You don't want to give Crofton an already tough offensive stop. You don't want to give them first downs automatically, but at the same time, you're Ravenna's defensive line. It's third down. Just a little jumpy or aggressive. You want to get back there and make a play, but she just went early across the line of scrimmage, and that's going to cost Ravenna.
So Crofton gets the gift first down. They move it out now to their own 37. Hand off to Goble, deep back in the eye. And he is met immediately by Ryan Miller. Nice stop by Miller. Gain of two at the most. Out to the 40. Make it second and long, eight coming up.
And I tell you what, Ravenna's defense is a lot more fired up here, I think, in the second half. They're getting better penetration. Ryan Miller at that time bringing Goble down hard. I mean, he made a hard hit that time on Goble, and that's what Ravenna's got to have, and they've been doing better here so far.
Dakota Miller, the rotating tight end, brings in the play from the near sideline for Crofton. Warriors have a second down and eight at their own 40. Offset eye. From the near right hash mark, Knorr hands it off to Kleinschmidt. And another good stick there by Ravenna defensively. And that time, that was Kyle Moore, 180-pound senior.
That's what I was talking about with getting lower. Ravenna got low that time on Kleinschmidt, getting in a better defensive position to make the tackle. They stood him up at the line of scrimmage that time. And boy, something must have worked at halftime. Ravenna coaches must have said something because Ravenna's defense is playing much better here so far.
Third and a long eight for Crofton at their own 40. Ravenna come out fired up defensively on this first series of the second half. Goble in the slot right. Lone setback, Kleinschmidt. Knorr under center, drops back to throw. Slant across the middle is caught by Trent Arnes. And it's a first down just right at the midfield stripe. Wow.
Just another back-breaking play that time if you're Ravenna. Now, Crofton, that time, third and long, you think you're Ravenna, you have them right where you want them. You know they were probably going to pass that time. You were aware of the run, but you figured they were going to pass, and they did. Knorr on a slant pattern that time to Arnes, and a big first down for Crofton as they keep the momentum going, they keep the drive going.
Yeah, and clock is running, too, and that's eventually going to start becoming a factor here. Crofton's content to eat some clock. We're already down to 8:42 left third quarter. Crofton at midfield, first and 10. Little quick toss pitch. Still with the ball on his feet.
Number 28,
that's
Trent Arnes, the ball carrier.
Arnes finally brought down by Ryan Miller inside the 40 of Ravenna to about the 39, and I think that's another first down.
It is, and it's another good offensive push by the line that time of Crofton, and they got a good push up field, and that time Arnes was able to run and get a bunch of yards. Got another first down, and then Crofton continues to move the ball.
Warriors with a first down at the Ravenna 39. Look at how tight they are lined up behind their quarterback. Little toss pitch this time to the slot back Arnes, except this time Ravenna snuffs it out better defensively.
Kyle Moore
and Josh Boardman. A couple of Blue Jays there in the stop. Gain of a couple. And looks like someone for Crofton was shaken up downfield. That's one of their linemen.
Like a face mask problem, maybe.
Yeah, Nathan Hoffman, the left guard. He's going to, I don't know, or is he going to stay in there? Looks like he'll stay in. Yep. So Arnes in that play gained a short two, second down and eight. But again, Crofton content to eat clock here, down to 7:42 left third quarter. Second and eight at the Ravenna 38. Hand off Kleinschmidt this time. Kleinschmidt going to be wrapped up by Josh Boardman.
Jeffrey,
and then he gets
Kleinsch
help from
carrier,
about three or four other defenders.
Kyle Moore.
And they're going to give him forward progress to the 35. Game. It'll be a gain of three for Kleinschmidt. And it's going to be third down and a long five now. And this is what you were talking about earlier. That previous play, Ravenna had Crofton on a third and eight, and boom, they pop a little slant in pattern, get 10 and get a first down on you. You need a third down stop right here.
Yeah, you need a third down stop. And also, you know, barring a major loss here, I think it's going to be four down territory for Crofton. So even if they don't pick it up, if you're Ravenna, you've got to be ready to stop them on a fourth down.
Knorr underneath center. They send motion and pites in motion, pardon me, right to left. They toss it to him, and he's going to be stopped shy of the first down.
Actually,
that was kind of a generous spot. Just shy of the 30,
50, Josh,
but they had to get it to the other side of the 30 for the first down. So they're shy of the first down by a yard. It'll be fourth and short. Just shy of the Ravenna 30, and you guaranteed that Crofton's going to go for it.
Yep, and I tell you what, Ravenna's got to get some quick
penetration on the defensive line here. I expect Kroppen just a quarterback sneak it here. Doesn't look like they have that far to go, nor is a big, tall, lanky quarterback. So I'd imagine with that big offensive line, they're just going to sneak it.
Kroppen has had the ball for nearly 6 minutes on this opening drive in the third quarter. Fourth and short, Knorr under center. Quarterback sneak, looks like he got the first down. That big maroon surge is going to get him the first down to about the 28, maybe the 27.
And now Kroppen has ran over half the quarter off of the clock. Ravenna has not had the ball. Ravenna's defense desperately needs something to happen. They need to create a turnover of some sort just to get their offense back on the field, because at this rate, Kroppen is just going to run the clock out in this one.
Offset eye in the slot left is Goebel. Double tight ends. Going to hand it off to the deep back, and that is Pites. Pites gets in the secondary. He's going to break it for a touchdown. 27-yard run for Tom Pites.
27-yard touchdown run.
With 5:36 left in the third quarter.
Kroppen Warriors.
And Kroppen eats up half of the clock in the quarter, plus they get points to boot.
And Ravenna's defense, for them, that's got to be a killer in terms of momentum. They had Kroppen on a couple of third downs, three third downs on that drive, and they were not able to get a stop on any of them. And I talked about a backbreaker. That is it right there.
Here's Knorr to hold for the extra point kick by Kleinschmidt. It is up and good. 5:36 left third quarter. It's now Kroppen 28, Ravenna 7. Let's take a 30-second break on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
42 to 6.
Tom Pites has his second 27-yard touchdown run of the night for Kroppen. The Warriors extend their lead over Ravenna now to 28-7. PA announcer here in Kroppen was given some scores during the break, final in D1. Actually, that might be D2. Yeah, Bloomfield's D2. An afternoon game in D2. Giltner beat Bloomfield 52-12. That's a final in D2. That was a 2:30 game played down in Giltner. So Giltner ends the season for Bloomfield up in this neck of the woods in Class D2. So Kroppen going to kick off now. Kleinschmidt will approach the ball from his own 40. He'll have to kick into that west-northwest wind. And Ravenna has got to host the deep backs. A line drive squabbling kick. Going to go out of bounds on the far sideline. So Ravenna, I'm sure, will take the spot
35-yard
and
line.
Move it out to the 35. So pretty good field position for Ravenna. And they have to counter with a score after Kroppen took almost 7.5 minutes off the clock on the first series of the second half to score their touchdown.
Yeah, Ravenna's really got to score, and they got to score quick. They got to try to score before the quarter ends here to really have a good chance of making a comeback in this one.
All right, this is the first time Ravenna has touched the ball here in the second half. Saborn out of the shotgun. You got Baronic wide left. Shamback to the right, along with Wilkie. And here's Saborn. Going to keep it. He'll toss it to Wilkie. Wilkie going to make a cut. Gets across the 40 out to about the 42.
Number eight, Lucas Wilkie.
And there on the tackle for Kroppen. Need to switch
Christian
my foot card. Christian Knorr was there. And I think Alec Wookman also there.
Second and short.
So Wilkie picks up about 7 or 8 yards of the play. Going to make it second and short now for the Blue Jays at their own 42.
Good pickup that time for Ravenna. Got to keep moving the ball. Got to finish the drive.
Wilkie is sent wide left. Ball is on the far right hash mark. Fake. Saborn's going to keep it. And it looks like forward progress. That second effort's going to get him a first down across the 45. Out to about the 47. So pickup of four for Saborn, and he will keep the drive alive as Ravenna moves the sticks, first down for the Blue Jays.
And a good job by Saborn, keeping his feet moving, pushing forward. Really a tough run that time by Saborn, and he's able to pick up another first down for Ravenna, and they needed it big time.
At their own 46-yard line, Ravenna has the ball first and 10. Wilkie sent wide left. Baronic wide right. In the slot right is Shamback. He'll come in motion now left. Lone setback is Miller. Saborn, little belly series, going to give it to Miller. Miller's wrapped up in the backfield by Klein Schmidt and Callan List. They were not tricked by that little belly series.
No, it was almost kind of like a delayed, almost a zone read type play there. I think that time Ravenna was fortunate that they didn't fumble, because that was close to another fumble. If Crofton's defense would have been there just a split second earlier to make a hit, it could have been. Now you got second and long, second and 14 if you're Ravenna. You might think about putting it up in the air here, maybe a screen or something like that.
Fast moving third quarter, already down to 4 minutes left in the third. It's 28-7 Crofton. In the shotgun, Saborn, Wilkie in motion, left to right. Saborn running option right. He's going to toss it late to Miller. Miller has an opening, gets near midfield, still on his feet, takes a couple of Crofton Warriors to bring him down.
Miller,
nice gain on the play of at least 10 yards. That'll make it third and probably three, maybe four, into Crofton territory at about the 48.
And that time, a good job by Ravenna just making it third and manageable for themselves, getting about 10 or 11 yards that time.
Ball is at the Crofton 48-yard line. Ravenna facing a third down and about 3 yards to go, and now the officials are going to stop the clock. I don't know, for whatever reason. Maybe they thought the quarter was going by too fast or something.
Looks like some helmet issues for that time. Was it?
Actually, they are radioing. They went to the head coach, Tony Hoffman. I think they're radioing something up to the press box. They put 10 more seconds on the clock. Went from 3:13 to 3:23. So it's going to be third down for Ravenna. About 3.5 yards to go. Ball is at the Crofton 48-yard line. Right in the shadows there on the far side of the field. Saborn out of the shotgun. Lone setback Miller. Shamback in motion out of the slot. Now we're going to have a penalty flag thrown to blow the play dead.
Illegal shift or illegal motion.
Might have had two guys in motion at the same time. Yep.
Didn't look like Wilkie was set.
Procedure against
procedure called. False start on Ravenna. That's their seventh penalty of the ball game for 20, 30, 35, 42 yards. So that'll move them back five, and that changes your play call, I would think. Instead of a third and three, you're now facing about a third and eight.
Yeah, third and eight, third and nine. Now you almost have to pass if you're Ravenna. You don't have to, I mean, because it's probably going to be four down territory anyways, but I would imagine they might try that here.
Ball is moved back to the 47 of Ravenna. Saborn on the option gives it to Wilkie, and he is smucked on the corner. Staying put was Tom Pites, and Pites met Wilkie, and that's going to be a loss of a couple and make it fourth and 10 or 11.
And I tell you what, that time Crofton was ready for that play. Ravenna ran that here multiple times in the series, and that time the Crofton D was ready, and now Ravenna almost has to go for it here.
Down to 2:22 left in the third, and actually Wilkie is going to line up in punt formation. He'll get the snap at around his own 31, 32-yard line. Pites and Goble, the two deep backs for Crofton. Kind of a high floating snap, but not much of a rush to Wilkie. Had plenty of time to get it off. Gets a good roll. Hit at about the 25. Rolls to the 12, and then Pites picks it up. And is going to return it across the 25 to about the 26. Talk about a heads-up play by Pites there.
Yeah, it looked like he was just going to let it roll, and then he just came up on the ball real quick. Kind of maybe a risky play, too, if you don't come up with it cleanly. But picked up a few extra yards there, and now Crofton's offense is ready to go again. And if you're a Venice defense, you've got to have a three and out, because you cannot continue to let Crofton just run the ball and run that clock. But, you know, right now, Crofton's offense hasn't been stopped for the most part all game, and I expect them to continue to run the football very hard.
Minute 55 left third quarter. Crofton with the ball for the second time here in the third quarter. There's that patented double wing formation. Fake to Kleinschmidt. They give it to Goble to the right. Goble gets
Sterling
out
and Goble the ball.
To about the 30-yard line.
Josh Boardman in number 20, Ryan Miller.
And that's going to be a pickup of just under 5 yards. Make it second and a long five coming up.
Again, Crofton just running the football, eating up that time. And, yeah, that's a huge factor with the 28-7 lead here towards the end of the third quarter. If Crofton can just keep picking up first downs and not turn the ball over, they're going to be in excellent shape.
Minute 21, left third quarter. Crofton with a 28-7 lead over Ravenna. Warriors have the ball, second and a long five from their own 30. Shotgun formation. Nor, actually, they did the Wildcat to Goble, and Goble wrapped
Goble
up by Wilkie out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds by number 8, Lucas Wilkie.
And they're going to mark him out at the 31, so only a gain of a yard on the Wildcat play. And that's going to make it third and a long four here for Crofton.
Well, good pursuit that time by Wilkie and the Ravenna Blue Jay defense as they were able to track Goble down that time. And he got another third down. And Ravenna's got to have a stop here. It's their fourth chance in the last two drives.
Ball is in the near right hash mark for Crofton. Double wing, a tight double wing formation. Boy, Kleinschmidt barely 2 yards behind Knorr. Knorr, slant in pass, caught by Pites, breaks a couple of tackles. Then from behind, he'll be drugged down by Saborn. I say he split those two defenders, thought he was going to get wrapped up, got out of there, and ends up getting a big gain.
They almost took it to the house that time. Saborn had to chase him down, but you know, Crofton just, Ravenna could just not get the stop they need to get Crofton in a third down. You know, they've had four times in the last two drives a chance to get their defense off the field, the offense back on it. They just have not been able to get the stop they need.
A short slant-in pattern, which should have been only 8 yards, turns into a 41-yard gain for Crofton. They have it in Ravenna territory, just inside the 30 of the Blue Jays. Knorr, hands off to Kleinschmidt, just lowers the shoulders, follows the left side of the offensive line, and he's going to get down to about the 26-yard line. Kleinschmidt now with 81 yards on 11 carries. You have Goble with 71 yards on 12 carries. Pites with 60 yards on 5 carries. So pretty balanced trio of running backs there for the Warriors.
Yeah, they've really had balance all game long, and it shows in the yardage and on the scoreboard.
And that's the end of the third quarter. A fast-moving third quarter. Your score from Crofton, Nebraska. Crofton Warriors 28, Ravenna Blue Jays 7. We're back for the fourth quarter in 60 seconds on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crofton. And the Crofton Warriors have a 28-7 lead over Ravenna as we start the fourth quarter. And Jeff, the story of the second half has been ball control by Crofton.
Yeah, ball control by Crofton, moving the chains, getting first down, scoring, eating most of that third quarter up.
Warriors have it, second down and 6. Goble out of the Wildcat is going to give it, I think, to Arnes. But that time, Ravenna did a really nice job defensively there to snuff that play out as you had Cody Lewis, 200-pound senior, one of several Blue Jay defenders there for little or no gain on the play, third down and long five coming up.
And a good play by the interior of the defensive line for Ravenna staying at home, wrapping up. Really, the only formation they've had success in stopping has been this Wildcat formation that we've seen from Crofton.
This time, Nora's going to go underneath center. Double wing formation. They send Arns in motion right or left. And Pites left about 2 seconds earlier than what he was supposed to. So that's one of the few penalties here against Crofton this afternoon.
Yeah, they haven't had many mistakes so far. Now makes for an interesting third and 10. Can Ravenna get the stop they need? This is their fifth chance in the last two drives, and I know I said it was the fourth previously. With, you know, one of these days, Ravenna's got to get a stop on third down, and I wouldn't be surprised to see like a little bit of a draw here maybe from Crofton.
20 yards on four penalties for Crofton. That's going to move them back to the Ravenna 30-yard line. It's now third down and 10. Pites wide left. In motion right to left now is Goble, and we have another yellow flag thrown in before the ball is even snapped. And let's see once what this call is. Looks like it's on Crofton again. That one looks like illegal participation. He went hand behind the, I think that one was...
Legal substitution.
Okay, legal substitution. So same thing, it's a 5-yard penalty. And it moves it back to the Ravenna 35 to make it third and 15 now for Crofton. Just go ahead.
I was going to say, Crofton helping Ravenna out a little bit here, making it third and 15.
10:55 and counting left in the ball game. A fast-moving second half. Crofton leads it 28-7. Two wideouts left. Rolling out, wanting to throw his Knorr. He'll set it up right side for Pites. Pites a little screen pass, still on his feet. Now he's finally drugged down inside the 25 at about the 24.
Four, Tom Pites.
And he's going to be shy of the first down by about 4 yards.
He's going to be shy by about 4 yards, but I wouldn't be surprised if Crofton just goes for it here. They're already at about the 24. They got to get to the 20. Got three touchdown leads. So over 10 minutes left to go. I'd imagine they're just going to go for it here.
I say Crofton doesn't have to pass a whole lot, but when they do, they're pretty darn efficient. I got them 6 out of 7. So fourth down and about 4. Ravenna needs a stop right here. Crofton has it at the Ravenna 24-yard line, and now we have another penalty.
On the play.
Same guy that threw it 2 plays ago. Let's see if we got the same signal. Yep, illegal substitution again. So another 5-yard penalty. And you can hear Crofton fans voicing their content with the officials. So it's now 4th and 9 for the Warriors. And the ball is at the 28-yard line.
28, I guess.
Got a couple tight ends out here. Well, one tight end, one receiver. List the tight end in the slot left. Arns way to the left side. Knorr, little draw play to Kleinschmidt. Makes a bounce to the outside, and he's going to get in and score. What they did, Jeff, they sent the two wide receivers wide left, drew a couple of defenders, and then ran the play to the short right side of the field, and no one for Ravenna was there.
No, nobody was there for Ravenna. A little misdirection. Hand off to the right, and I kind of expected that to come at some point. I honestly thought they were going to pass it there, but I guess there's really no need to, and Kleinschmidt pretty much was untouched all the way to the end zone and pretty much ices the game here for the Warriors.
28-yard run for Kleinschmidt, and he's now in to kick the extra point. That's his second touchdown of the game, and he will kick the PAT out of the hold of Christian Knorr, and it's up and good. So your score is now Crofton 35, Ravenna 7, 9:21 left in the ball game. Let's take this 30-second break right now on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
All right, welcome back everyone to Crofton. Warriors have pretty much solidified, I would say, a W with that touchdown to make it 35-7 with 9:21 left in the ballgame. And they will be kicking off here to the Blue Jays back deep. I see Shamback. Also back there, I see Wilkie and Saborn. Some of the deep backs back for Ravenna.
Ravenna's got to get a good return here. They've got to try to score quick. Hopefully they can get a few onsiders and maybe pull off a miracle.
You know, we talked about the ball control. That's been obviously a big key here for Crofton in the second half. But their defense has also buckled down. Ravenna hasn't been able to move the ball here in the second half like they did in the first half. Here's Kleinschmidt with the kick. Line, kind of an end-over-end wobbler, and it's going to go out of bounds. And that's going to give Ravenna the football at their own 35-yard line. Of course, Ravenna has not had the ball a whole lot either here in the second half, and it's been because of the ball control by Crofton.
You're absolutely right. They've only had the ball one time in this half, and they did move it for a couple of first downs before the drive stalled, and so they've moved the ball. But problem is their defense just has not been able to get Crofton off the field, and those two early turnovers, you know, have really been the difference in the game, or were early on anyways. And now Ravenna's just got to throw the ball. They cannot run. They've got to come out here and just try to throw, and they're not comfortable doing that, and so it's going to be an uphill battle from here on out.
9:20 left in the ball game. Saborn underneath center. Option read, he's going to keep it running to the right, tries to turn the corner, cannot. Brought down there by Tom Pites. A little gain on the play. I say at halftime, Saborn had 106 yards on 11 carries. He's only got 4 yards here in the second half on 2 attempts.
Of course, they haven't had the ball that much, Ravenna, that is. But also the Crofton defense has gotten up there a lot better. They've pretty much played the run with Saborn, and they basically just said, okay, if you're going to keep it, we're going to stop you, you know, and they're just taking the chance that he'll hand it off.
Out of a shotgun now, Saborn, second and 10 from his own 35. Wilkie comes in motion right to left, and the inside handoff to Miller. Miller not going to get a whole lot there as Nathan Hoffman, a 225-pound junior, making the tackle there for Crofton. So a gain of 2 for Miller, and a third and long coming up now for the Blue Jays.
And Crofton's really done a good job here in the second half, snuffing out the running game for Ravenna. Hasn't really worked here. There are 2 possessions here in the second half, and so I suspect we're going to see Ravenna throw the ball here, although I've said that a lot, and they haven't.
Third and 8 for the Blue Jays at their own 37. Crofton with a 4-man front, 3 deep backs. And here's the option. Saborn, short side of the field, tosses it to Miller. Great ankle tackle there made on the corner by Christian Knorr.
Pitch play.
Not much gain on that play. It's going to be 4th down and 8 for the Blue Jays.
And if you're Ravenna, you have no choice but to go for it here and try to keep the drive live. But hope is dwindling here as we're down to 7.5 minutes left in this one.
And Wilkie actually is going to line up in punt formation. He'll get the snap at his own 25. Let's see if there's a potential fake here. Goble is back along with Pites for Crofton, standing at about their own 35. High floating snap again to Wilkie. Gets off an end-over-end kick. Wind's going to knock it down. Ball is going to hit at the Crofton 40. Rolls dead at the 35-yard line, and that's where Crofton will take over. First and 10 with 7:03 left in the ball game, and Crofton going to remain unbeaten as they lead it 35-7.
And now Crofton, all they've got to do is just continue to run the ball, eat the clock, get out of here with no one getting injured, and prepare for a road game, either at Donovan Trumbull or Hastings St. Cecilia, both about the same distance in terms of a drive. That would be a long trip for Crofton either way.
And let's see. Thought I saw a new face coming in here for Crofton. Logan Schieffer, a 165-pound junior, now one of the running backs in the backfield. I think that's Knorr still underneath center. Yes, it is. And they go to Goble on the toss, and Goble turns the corner as a first down near midfield. Looks like a gain of about 14. I say Ravenna's defense just, now you can see Ravenna's defense starting to feel it here midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're tired. They're gassed. They gave it all they had pretty much on that first drive to open the third quarter. They're just being outmanned physically by Crofton. Crofton's just a bigger team, more physical team up front, and it showed in this game.
I say their offensive line, left to right, they go 240, 225, 230, 210, and 230. So they are pretty big up front. And there's a big opening by Pites. He's going to break another one for six. This is going to be a 50-yard run for Pites.
50-yard touchdown.
His third touchdown run of the night with 6:28 left in the ball game, and it's now 41-7.
Crofton Warriors.
Wow. Pites now with his third touchdown run has 110 yards on six carries, and three of his runs are for scores.
Yeah, and I'm impressed by his running. He just gets the ball. He takes it upfield, goes north and south, doesn't do anything fancy, runs hard, and that time he took it to the house. Once he got past the defense in Ravenna, it was a foot race, and he won it.
Klein Schmidt for the PAT kick out of the hold of Christian Knorr. Kick is up. It's good. 6:28 left in the game. It's now Crofton 42, Ravenna 7. Let's take a 30-second break right now on Classic Hits.
42-7, Crofton Warriors.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Crofton in control of this one now by the score of 42-7. You are in tune to Nebraska playoff football action on KKPR-FM Classic Hits. Out of Kearney, Nebraska, Mike Gross along with Jeff Axtell bringing you the broadcast from Crofton. Jeff, we talked about the balance of that double wing formation of Crofton. Pites has 110 yards, 109 for Klein Schmidt, 85 for Goble. That is a 1-2-3 punch.
No, it's almost three backs over 100 yards. That is just unbelievable that you can have a backfield that balanced, that good, but Crofton does, and that's why they're up right now, 42-7.
Klein Schmidt will kick off for the Warriors. Nearing the halfway point of this fourth quarter. Gets the signal from the official. And here's the boot. High end-over-end kick. Wow. Gonna bounce right on the goal line, and then it springs forward, and the ball is loose, and it's a touchdown for Crofton. Are you kidding me?
Recover them.
Wow, the ball hit the goal line, and then it sprung forward, so it stayed in play, and it went off a Shamback, and as he went for the ball, he got leveled by someone, and Crofton recovers in the end zone for a touchdown. Are you kidding me?
When it rains, it pours.
Exactly.
And that's what it's doing. It's pouring, it's raining all over Ravenna right now. That was one of the weirdest bounces I've ever seen. It's like it hit the goal line and then the line, and it just bounced straight back in play. But, you know, that's just a lesson that teaches you, you better catch the ball if you can. I think that, you know, Ravenna needed to field that kick.
I couldn't even tell from here who recovered that kick. This kick is going to be no good.
Wide right, no good.
Klein Schmidt misses the extra point kick, so it's now 48-7. You know, and the amazing thing about sports is, you know, you can see plays, once-in-a-lifetime plays that you have never seen before. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I can honestly say I have never seen a play like I just saw.
I haven't either. I've seen some weird things. I've seen Hail Marys. I've seen Scott Frost against Missouri to the middle. I've seen all kinds of, you know, trick play, Statue of Liberties. And
you're now starting to sound like that guy that's announcing on Dodgeball.
Yeah. Well, I've seen everything.
Sorry.
Well, I've seen almost everything, but we're not on ESPN The Ojo either. Huh. I haven't seen that before. No. That was incredible. 48-7, Crofton. Wow, just overwhelming Ravenna here in the second half. And, you know, Ravenna's, they're kind of down right now, feeling bad about themselves, I'm sure, about the game. You know, just how they played, and that's just insult to injury. And, gosh, you got to feel bad for them in a way. I mean, that's just, it's not how they want to go out.
Yep, it's now 48-7. Klein Schmidt going to kick off again with 6:23 left in the ball game. So Crofton's going to move on, and the season for Ravenna for football will come to an end here in 6 minutes and 23 seconds on the scoreboard. Klein Schmidt now approaches the ball, and here's the kick. Another high end-over-end kick. This one taken by Saborn at the 3, running to the near side across the 10. He's bottled up. Not much room on that one. And let's pick up a couple of tacklers there for Crofton on special teams. Corey Bolter. Corey Bolter, a 150-pound sophomore, in there on special teams on the tackle. So Ravenna's going to have it first down and 10 at their own 12-yard line.
I think right now Ravenna just wants to get out of this with nobody injured.
Yep.
Don't want Barana getting hurt for basketball season. They don't want that. They can't afford to lose him.
I formation, Saborn underneath center. Going to hand it off to the deep back in the eye, and no room on the right side. I saw Kleinschmidt. Also
Ryan
there, I saw
carrier.
One of the linebackers. So little or no gain of a play for Miller. And that's going to be second down and 10. Like I say, Crofton has really buckled up defensively here in the second half. Ravenna just has not been able to move the football at all.
No, they haven't, and Crofton's defense has turned up the intensity, and that's why they're up 48-7.
Clock is running, 5:15 left in the game. Saborn looks over the defense, goes underneath center. Second down and 11, option pitch to Miller, running to the left. He is cut down out there on the far side by Christian Knorr. Gain out to about the 15-yard line. Be a pickup of about 3, maybe 4, and it's going to be 3rd and 8 now for the Blue Jays.
Not much you can muster at this point here for Ravenna. Maybe just try to throw a pass here. I don't know, maybe try to pick up a first down and maybe at least try to keep Crofton's offense off the field so they can't score again.
Veronik sent wide right. Saborn on the option. Makes a cut, has a first down, 25-30, at the 40, 50. He's got one man to beat. We got a highlight, Ravenna. Saborn's going to break it for a touchdown.
Trevor Saborn with a...
Trevor Saborn. Oh, wait a second.
Run, but hold everything. There's flags on
we
the
We got two penalty markers at midfield. Please don't tell me this is a block in the back. It wasn't even close to the play. Oh, boy, that would sum up the night for Ravenna if this touchdown gets called back.
Well, I think it's coming.
Wow. Saborn made a great cut on the option, got out in the open, and it was a foot race, and he won it. But you got two flags, one at the 49 of Crofton, the other one at the 46.
Looks like the refs are discussing this one. I don't know if they think of holding, blocking the back. Not really sure.
Wow.
Long discussion here.
It was a great play. Unfortunately, could be negated off the great run. It would have been a 75-yard touchdown run for Saborn, but looks like the touchdown is going to be called back, and I'm guessing they'll take it from the spot of the penalty, so Ravenna will get some yardage out of this, but not the 6 points like you were thinking we would.
No, and we'll see what the refs ultimately decide call here. It looks like now they're done with their little huddle they had.
Personal foul on Ravenna.
Personal foul.
Wow.
That is the most unusual, unbelievable penalty to be called on a long run. I'm not sure what the personal foul is for. Maybe if it's for some kind of helmet shot or something like that, but wow. That just sums up the game for Ravenna, as you said.
Well, Saborn, he'll get some credit for that run. You take it from the spot, he'll probably get, let's see, from the 25 to the, they had that penalty marker at the 46, so he'll actually get 29 yards out of that carry, but still.
Number 84, Dakota Miller, and number 50, Dominic.
That play went back from the 39, Ravenna's own 39. We had a run out to the 44, so a gain of 5. And that's going to make it second down and 5. We're down to 3.5 minutes left on the ball game. And Saborn now going to go underneath center, out of the eye from the near right hash, second down and 5. Here's a little option. Saborn drugged down from behind, didn't even have a chance to pitch it to Miller.
Keeper, number 21, Logan
because
Schieffer.
Logan nice Schieffer, job. The middle linebacker, busted through the seam and just his assignment must have been the quarterback, and that's what he went after.
And he made a good tackle. Schieffer did that time. Good ankle tackle that time of Saborn, not letting him get that pitch off and get into open space. And They got another third down here for Ravenna.
Third down and 7 for the Blue Jays at their own 42. We're down to 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. 48-7 Crofton. Saborn on the option. Going to run to his right. Makes a cut. Brought down by Pites. And also brought down by Logan Schieffer. And they get it up to the 45, so a pickup of about 3 in the play.
Derek Wortman.
And that's going to make it 4th down and 4. Blue Jays need to get it up to the 49-yard line, and Ravenna obviously will go for it here. Final 2 minutes and 13 seconds counting down. And somebody took a timeout. Looks like it's Ravenna. Let's take a break as well. 2:13 left in the game. It's Crofton 48, Ravenna 7. Let's take a 30-second break right now on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
All right, we're back in Crofton. Ravenna taking a timeout here. It's 4th down and about 4 from their own 45-yard line. And the score is Crofton 48, Ravenna 7. Crofton's going to move on to the quarterfinals with a 10-0 record. While the season for Ravenna, ranked 9th in the state by both the Journal Star and World Herald, will come to an end at 7-3. Saborn going to take the snap out of the shotgun. And somebody moved on the left side of the line for Ravenna. So that's going to be penalty number 9 on the Blue Jays. And that'll move them back 5 yards. And like you said earlier, when it rains, it pours.
And as if matters can't get complicated anymore, you know, Ravenna has a false start there. Now 4th and 9, and boy, just things, frustration piling up for Ravenna in this game.
Shamback wide right. Saborn out of the shotgun. Shamback now motion right to left. Miller inside handoff. Near midfield, he's going to be shy of the first down by a yard.
Miller, the ball
as they're on the tackle.
Travis Alvin in on the
Travis Alvin,
Christian North,
230-pound sophomore in on the tackle. Well, I think they're going to bring in the chains, but just judging from here, I think he's shy by half a yard, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's a good yard short. Actually, I think either way, it's going to be Crofton football here.
Miller now with 58 yards on 16 carries unofficially in the ball game today. They'll stretch it out, and he's half, two-thirds of a yard shy of the first down, so Ravenna will turn the ball over on downs, and Crofton looks like they're going to bring in the second-string offense here for the final minute and 55 of this ball game. So I might as well throw away my spot chart and get out the game program, and let's pick up some new names here. And let's see here if Ravenna's going to bring in any new faces or not. Looks like they're keeping a bunch of their regulars are going to stay in. Although coming in from the far side, let's see, we got a new D lineman here. Jacob McWigan is in for Ravenna. I think that was 78, 160-pound senior into the ball game. Yep, that's him. He's playing right defensive end. Crofton got a whole boatload of new players into the ball game.
Justin Jensen, the ball carrier.
Justin Jansen, a sophomore, 150-pounder, gets that carry. And Jansen is going to gain about 8 yards in the play. And that's going to make it 2nd down and 2. Clock is running, thankfully, with a minute 35 left in the contest. See, new quarterback in for Crofton is Alex Jansen, a 150-pound freshman. Not a whole lot of new faces in there yet for Ravenna. A lot of the regulars are still in. Let's see. Michael Steele still in there at a defensive tackle position. 210-pound junior for the Blue Jays.
Justin Jansen, the ball carrier.
Justin Jansen, another carry for Crofton. He's going to get looks like a first down from here. Yep, they're going to give it to him at the 38-yard line. He'll gain about 4 yards on that play. as we're inside a minute left on the ball game.
I tell you what, you know, how special is it? You know, obviously Jacob McWiggin, this is going to be his last game for Ravenna, but, you know, he's able to get in and he's going to remember these last final snaps, I'm sure, for the rest of his life.
Double wing formation yet here for Crofton. Taking some time. Now finally going underneath center is Alex Jansen. And they're going to give it to Justin Jansen again. Gang tackle at around the 35-yard line. Looks like a pickup of about 3.
Number 7.
And that's going to make it second down and 7. We're down to 20 seconds left, and I don't think Crofton is going to have to run another play. Players are starting to run out into the field, and that's going to be our final score. Crofton Warriors in the second round of the C2 playoffs will move on as they defeat the Ravenna Blue Jays. Your final scorer this evening, Crofton 48, Ravenna 7. Let's take a 90-second break right now, and we'll get into our post-game show in a bit here on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Crofton, Nebraska. The season has come to an end for the Ravenna Blue Jays as Crofton wins it here going away by the final score of 48-7. And we'll be getting into our post-game show here in just a little bit. But, Jeff, your impressions of this ball game here this evening?
Well, I was really impressed with Crofton, especially the way they came out in the second half. You know, smash-mouth football, running the ball right down Ravenna's throats. You know, stop me if you can type of offense. And they really came out, and they ate the clock. They were able to score quick. Or not quick. They were able to sustain a long drive, score, eat time off the clock and keep that Ravenna offense off the field, really just killed the will of that Ravenna defense. I mean, the Ravenna defense came out there early on in that second half, tackling a lot better, fired up, had a few chances to get the offense of Crofton off the field, couldn't do it, and it just really killed the momentum. Any kind of momentum they had defensively, and Crofton just wore them down, Warrior style, I guess you could say.
All right, here's your quarter scores. Crofton led 14-0 after one quarter. The Warriors led 21-7 at halftime, 28-7 after three quarters, and then they had three touchdowns early to middle stages of the fourth quarter. And the Crofton Warriors now 10-0 in the season with a 48-7 win over Ravenna. Right now, we'll give you the scoring summary of the game, and then we'll get into our postgame show, and we'll have stats for you. Here's your scoring summary of the contest. 10:39 first quarter, Dalton Goble, a 16-yard run after Ravenna fumbled on its second play from scrimmage. Crofton took an early 6-0 lead. Then 38 seconds left first quarter. This was after the second turnover by Ravenna. Ravenna moved from their own 7 to the Crofton 35, had a second turnover. Then Crofton moved 65 yards, capped by a Tom Pites 27-yard run. They then converted a two-point pass from quarterback Christian Nord to Tom Pites, 14-0 Crofton after one quarter. 6:08 left second quarter, Jeffrey Kleinschmidt breaks loose on a 23-yard run, PAT kick is good. It's 21-0 Warriors. But Ravenna, you know, and Ravenna moved the ball pretty much in the first half, and they actually got points to show for it with 3:21 left second quarter as Trevor Saborn scored on a 28-yard run. Ethan Chambak hit the extra point kick. It was 21-7, and we thought we had ourselves a game at halftime, but then Crofton broke things open in the second half. 5:36 mark of the third quarter, Tom Pites, another 27-yard run, made it 28-7. 9:21 in the fourth quarter, Jeffrey Kleinschmidt, a 28-yard run, made it 35-7. 6:28 in the fourth quarter, Tom Pites, a 50-yard run, made it 42-7. And then one of the strangest plays I've ever seen on special teams, as that kickoff landed right near the goal line, spins backwards. It was a high end-over-end deep kick. So Crofton's cover men are already down inside the 10-yard line. Ethan Chambak had to run up a little bit to try and field the ball because it's free ball, obviously. And then he got leveled. Ball was loose. Crofton recovers in the end zone for a touchdown. That play happened so fast, we didn't even see who recovered the darn thing, but we really don't care because we're covering Ravenna. And that ended up being the final score of the game. And our final here tonight is 48-7. Let's take a break. We'll get into our post-game show. We'll give you some stats and some other comments here from Crofton as the season for Ravenna has come to a close here in the second round. Again, our final, Crofton 48, Ravenna 7. We'll get into our post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. See them this year at the Gateway Farm Expo at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, November 17th and 18th. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
All right, welcome back everyone to Crofton. Let's now get into our post-game show and the post-game coverage during every broadcast on KKPR, KXPN, brought to you by Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney. They want you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Plus, they have over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, women's, kids' sizes. Also, they have Sioux jerseys, Jeff. Hey, men's college hoodies, also 25% off. NFL hoodies are 25% off. So get your game on at Misco's right now. They are located in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play after stopping at Misco's. All right, let's get some stats out here for you. We talked about how Crofton had a ball control eating offense and they stepped it up defensively in the second half. Ravenna was held to 65 yards in the second half. It's unofficial, but it gives you a pretty good idea what transpired. And Crofton, coming into the ball game, their season average, 331.8 yards on the ground, 85.6 through the air, for an average of 417.4. They had 439 yards today, 97 passing, so 12 above their average in passing, and they ran for 342, which is 11 above their season average. So for Crofton, they're probably thinking this was a typical game.
Yeah, absolutely. They you know, they came and they executed their offense well throughout the entire ball game. They played mistake-free football. They played really well and probably played one of their best games of the year. I mean, this is no slouch in Ravenna. They were a good quality 6-2, now 6-3, or actually 7-3,
yep,
with the playoff win. You know, they were a quality opponent, and Crofton really came out here and took it to them. And those two early fumbles by Ravenna were very costly. Crofton got up quick, and that was the one thing when I was thinking of this game. I said, Ravenna cannot get in a deep hole early, and they did. And I thought, you know, they had to keep it close throughout the game to have a chance. They weren't going to come in here and blow away Crofton or anything like that. And it just, things just spiraled downward fast with those couple fumbles, two quick scores by Crofton, and they got it to 21. Ravenna did score to get a little momentum going into the half, but Crofton got the ball to come out starting the second half, and of course, over half
yep,
the quarter, and pretty much when they scored there and made it 28-7, you knew Crofton just about had it in the bag.
All right, here's Ravenna's statistical leaders in tonight's ball game. Trevor Saborn ends up with 140 yards rushing on 16 carries. The lone scorer, that 28-yard run, with 3:21 left in the second quarter. Unfortunately, he had a 75-yard touchdown run midway through the fourth quarter, called back on a penalty. I have Ryan Miller with 58 yards on 16 carries. Ethan Shamback, 54 yards on 4 carries. Lucas Wilkie, 22 yards on 2 carries. Saborn passing the ball, 1 out of 2 for 14 yards. The lone completion went to Ryan Miller. So offensively, I have 274 yards rushing, 14 yards passing, 288 yards of total offense for Ravenna, but again, only 65 coming in the second half. Crofton, they had a trio of running backs which just came at you right, left, in the middle, and all points in between. Tom Pites, 110 yards, 3 touchdown runs on 5 carries. Klein Schmidt, 109 yards on 12 carries and 2 scores. Goble, 85 yards on 13 carries and 1 score. Then you had Arns with 15 yards. Jansen had 15 yards late. And Knorr had 8 yards on 2 carries. Christian Knorr passing the ball, 6 out of 7 for a total of 97 yards. Pites had 4 catches for 76 yards. Goble, 1 catch for 11. And Arns had a catch for 10 yards. So really just pretty good balance with the 1-2-3 punch running the ball. And then when they had to throw the ball, they were very efficient.
Yeah, they were. Crofton loves to run the ball first, and that's what they did throughout the ball game. But as you said, when they had to, they were able to throw the football, and that's very important because if they do play Hastings St. Cecilia next week, they're going to have to do that because I can guarantee you, Starup, he ain't going to let Crofton run all over Hastings St. Cecilia if they do indeed play them. And so they're going to have to throw the ball in their next game regardless. They're going to have to mix things up. So it's good that they were able to show against Ravenna that they can throw the football. And if they have to, you know, they can get it done through the air as well.
All right, so our final score, 48-7. Crofton defeats Ravenna. Crofton now, the number 2 ranked team in the state, on paper, could face a possible matchup at number 1 Hastings St. Cecilia next Tuesday night in the quarterfinals.
And we thought that could be, at the beginning of the year, the state championship matchup. And if that matchup does happen, we don't want to say it's going to because Donovan Trumpel, you just never know. Anything can happen in football. But most likely, if they do play Hastings St. Cecilia, that's going to be, of course, down in Hastings. That's going to be a very tough game for Crofton on the road. They're going to have to play much like they did in this ball game, if not better, if they want to be able to pull up the small upset, I'll call it.
And Ravenna's going to finish the season 7-3. Still, you know, a lot of teams would love to make the second round of the playoffs, and I'm sure it'll be a long bus ride home back to Ravenna, but still a great season. 7-3, ranked 9th in the state. They made the second round of the playoffs. And again, you look at the playoff tradition of these two teams, pretty impressive, as for Crofton, this is their 9th straight appearance in the postseason, 14 total. And Ravenna playing extra games in the postseason for the 7th year in a row and 13th time in school history. So great tradition for both of those programs. And actually, last year, Ravenna, we drove through Hardington driving up here, and that's where their season ended a year ago at Hardington Cedar Catholic in the second round, 33-14. And now this year, still in Cedar County. Well, actually, this is Knox County, but not too far from Cedar County, and they lose again in northeast Nebraska by the final score of 48-7. Jeff, some closing comments.
Well, I tell you what, Crompton was impressive from start to finish. They really played really well. You know, Ravenna, of course, came out. They played really well as well early on. It's just those turnovers that killed them. Their defense was having a hard time tackling early on, and then when they were able to tackle, they couldn't get that third down stop they needed in the second half, and Crompton just ran away with things and really just overpowered their Ravenna Blue Jay defense and just, you know, sidelined their offense pretty much the entire second half, and that was all she wrote.
All right, so our final score this evening, Crofton defeats Ravenna 48-7. Make sure you thank all the great sponsors who made this broadcast possible from northeast Nebraska here this afternoon and this evening. And make sure you stay tuned to the Platte River radio stations for more playoff football going on yet throughout this evening, and catch all the scores later on tonight and then everything with Doug and Daddy tomorrow as well. I'm sure they'll have plenty to talk about. So it's been our pleasure to help out Doug. And you find folks in the Kearney area bringing you the game here tonight from Crofton on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM in Kearney, as we repeat your final score. Crofton defeats Ravenna 48-7. For Jeff Axtell, this is Mike Gross from Crofton, Nebraska, saying good evening.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.
Rookie, no singing in the cruiser.
Oh, sorry, Sheriff. It's Nirma's birthday.
I know Nirma well. Been in Nebraska over 20 years.
You've got to introduce me.
Nirma is the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association, a nonprofit member-owned and operated pool.
Wow.
Nirma's given back over $10 million to member counties. Visit nirma.info. Rookie.
Sorry.
Sponsored by the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association and aired in cooperation.